or small, your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Good evening from Jackson Field. It is another night of Lansing Lugnuts baseball. From Michigan State Capitol, Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler joining us momentarily tonight as the Lugnuts play in game number 80 against the Great Lakes Loons and an opportunity to win the series a day early after winning 1-0 yesterday. Lansing has outscored Great Lakes 11-1 in the last two games in a ballgame that lasted just over 2 hours. It took just one hit from Tyler Soderstrom as he knocked in his 57th RBI of the year, a double that scored Drew Swift. And the Lugnuts got great pitching yesterday from Jack Owen. Then Kumar Nambiar came in, cleaned it up with the 7th and the 8th before Trayson Kubo locked down the 9th, striking out the side. And Lansing has now taken 3 of the first 4 games against Great Lakes, and they are within a game of being .500 in the second half. The Nuts have now won 6 of their last 8 games after dropping 7 straight. So how about this stretch by the Nuts against the team that won the Eastern Division in the first half? Tonight, it's a special night at the ballpark, and we'll get more into it as this game goes on. It's the induction of 2 new members to the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame. Steve Avery and Frank Tanana, a couple of great lefties in Major League Baseball, each getting inducted into the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame, just had their ceremony out in left field, their plaques unveiled. They threw out first pitches, and we are just about set for baseball on this Saturday, July 9th, 2022. Nearly 80 degrees and all sun above us for game 5 of 6 this week against the Great Lakes Loons. Let's get right into it and go right through the starting lineups, beginning with Great Lakes. They're led by second-year manager Austin Chubb at 48-31, 8-5 in the second half. Emmanuel Vargas leads off as the DH. Alex DeJesus is at third, batting second. Yorbit Vivas hits third and plays second base. Edis Leonard is the cleanup batter and plays shortstop. Jose Ramos is in right field, batting fifth. Keikai Rios catching and swinging sixth. Aldrich DeYoung is in left field, batting seventh. Solon Lau is at first base, hitting eighth. And rounding out the order, Ismael Alcantara in center field. That's Vargas, DeJesus, Vivas, Leonard, Ramos, and Rios, DeYoung, Lau, and Alcantara for the Loons as they support the righty, Nick Nastrini. Okay, let's go to the Lansing Lugnuts and our first-year manager, Phil Pohl, 31-48, but now 6-7 in the second half. Gabriel Maciel leads off in center field. Eurybio Angeles, the second baseman, batting second. Tyler Soderstrom hits third and plays catcher. Jack Winkler is at shortstop and batting cleanup. Jared McDonald is the DH, hitting fifth. Josh Juan Wright swings sixth and plays third base. Patrick McCall in left field, batting seventh. Matt Cross hits eighth and plays first base. And Marcos Brito is in right field to round out the order. Maciel, Angeles, Soderstrom, Winkler, McDonald, Wright, McCall, Cross, and Brito. And they are in support of the right-hander, Blake Beers, out of the University of Michigan. Beers has been excellent this year, but he's struggled in his last two starts for the Nuts, giving up a combined 11 runs in 9 innings with 17 hits. He's walked a couple of batters in each outing with 6 strikeouts. So we'll see if he can get back to his winning ways and good pitching ways as he started in Lansing with 4 straight quality outings. Fastball, slider, changeup, and a curve for the 23-year-old Blake Beers. On the other side, Nick Nestrini is the 4th-round selection from a year ago for the Great Lakes Loons, and he has pitched once already this year against Lansing, going 5 innings, giving up 3 hits and 1 run with 7 strikeouts. Here come the Nuts as they come out of that third base dugout and onto the field down at Jackson Field in the home whites tonight. Well, the Loons roll out of their third base side dugout in the away grays, and Great Lakes written in red across their chest. An excellent crowd on hand on a beautiful evening for baseball inside Michigan State Capitol. It's game number 80 between the Loons and the Lugnuts, their 11th meeting this year. And for tonight's national anthem, we head down to the field. Great rendition of the national anthem as we are officially ready for baseball tonight between the Great Lakes Loons and your Lansing Lugnuts on a Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame night from Michigan State Capitol. The Loons come in 48-31, 8-5 in the second half. The Lansing Lugnuts 31-48 and 6-7. Nuts looking for a third straight victory and for their 7th win in their last 9 games. Thanks for joining us. Let's see if they can get it. For the call of the game, here's the longtime voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jaxa, good to be working at your side once again tonight. The Great Lakes Loons will have Vargas, DeJesus, and Vivas coming up against the Lugnuts D. Home plate umpires Joe McCarthy, the bases umpire Felix Neon, as Blake Beers is ready for his 7th start of the year. First 4 were all quality. His 5th one, he got roughed up. His 6th one, remember, he had the 3-run inning against Lake County and then allowed a home run to Corey Holland. That was the first home run that he had allowed as a Lansing Lugnut. In the end, he pitched 5 innings in that game against Lake County, and the Lugnuts fell in a doubleheader affair. Well, today, 9 innings. Beers to the mound after his Lugnuts teammates have stymied this powerful Loons offense in the last 2 games. Let's go down to the field real quick. This is important. Play ball has been declared. McCall in left, Maciel in center, Brito in right. Cross at first, Angeles at second, the shortstop Winkler, the third baseman right, the catcher Soderstrom. Adam, what are your keys tonight for Blake Beers to see success?
Exactly.
I think Blake just needs to do what the other couple of starting pitchers have done, and we saw it a couple of nights ago with Joey Estes. We saw it with Jack Owen last night. Jesse, mix your pitches and throw strikes. Get ahead of these Loons batters and make them swing. And Beers has not had as good of command as what we saw in his first four starts in his last couple of outings. So he needs to get back to that good fastball, slider, changeup, and curve mix to keep them off balance tonight.
Emmanuel Vargas is going to come up. The Loons in the road grays, Lugnuts in the home whites. Adam, thank you so much for handling pregame.
You got it.
Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame night. Steve Avery, Frank Tanana inducted. Now I get to sit. I get to take off my sports coat. I get to be by Adam's side. He's dressed well, let me tell you. In Lansing, Michigan, 7.07 p.m., first pitch lifted up there in a left field by Vargas. Pat McCall to his right, down the line. He's got the catch in the sunlight, surrounded by shadow. And on the first pitch, we have one out.
Manuel Vargas keeping right in the timeline of last night's game. Let's get things moving. First pitch swinging, right?
Actually, I thought that 2 hours, 3 minutes was a little slow for last night. 1-0. 2 hours, 3 minutes. Come on now. Well, the next man up is Alex DeJesus. It's been fascinating to me watching, as this series has progressed, how Loons manager Austin Chubb has shuffled his top hitters. We've seen DeJesus bat third, bat second, bat first. Here he is back in the two-hole. Here's the pitch. Inside corner, strike called by Joe McCarthy. You know, if Blake Beers can fit that fastball in across the corner for a called strike, watch out for the slider. And the changeup, for that matter, 0-1. It's a fastball flied out to right field. Marcos Brito leisurely to his left. He's got it and drops it. And on is DeJesus. He was there. One on with one out for the Great Lakes Loons. We saw Marcos Brito last year as a superlative defensive infielder with the Lugnuts. He returns to Lansing this year because of the injury to Lawrence Butler, who would usually be in right field. Brito gets called up from Stockton, and here's his first error.
I think that one just hit the heel of the mitt, and he didn't quite look it in all the way, and it popped out at the last second.
And now Yorbit Vivas takes ball one, low and away. That is a rarity in terms of this. The Lugnuts only have committed one error in their last nine games. One error here today, two batters in, no score. Beers throws. Ripped on the line, foul up the first base side. It got past Matt Cross and the bag, but just to the right, rules Joe McCarthy. Ball and a strike on Vivas.
All of the folks that root on the Lugnuts have been waiting for the day that they have more double plays than errors, so they're going to need a couple more double plays tonight, Jesse.
65 errors now committed by the Lugnuts defense this year. 65 errors, and this is the 80th game. Here's the 1-1, up high and wide. Adam, I don't know if you were asked this question a ton. I got asked when Lansing, like Great Lakes, moved up to high A from single A, had we seen any changes? That has been a change this year. It's just how clean the defense has been. 2-1 pitch, down and in. Now on the other side for the Loons, 81 errors committed in 79 games, so averaging about an error per game.
Yeah, I think the Lugnuts have been really lucky with how good their defense has been this year.
DeJesus at first, no score, one out, pick off the row, tag late. You know, he was leaning just a little bit, but he recovered in time. Three balls and a strike on Yorbit Vivas, the man with 44 walks, 35 strikeouts. Rare to find a guy with nine more walks than strikeouts. 3-1, there goes the runner, pitches outside for ball four. So an error and a base on balls, and there are two Loons on with one out for the cleanup hitting Eddie Lanart. Something I appreciate about Yorbit Vivas is nobody reacts the same way as Vivas when he takes a walk. Have you noticed what he does, Adam? So he bats from the left side. Some players would just discard all of their batting equipment right there. Some players would just toss it aside on their way down to first base. Yorbit walks back toward his dugout, in this case, third base side, visiting dugout at Jackson Field. He walks all the way there to meet the bat boy and to hand him his equipment. Well, Eddie Sladar, 2-1, one out. First pitch, fouls back the slider. Strike one. the way that it always strikes me is, have you ever been at a fancy restaurant or a place where you check your coat? It reminds me of Yorbit is checking his baggage, checking his coat before he heads down to first base. 0-1. Tapper up the first base side of fair ball. Beers goes over, gloves it, underhands to first, in time to cross. 2 outs. De Jesus to third, and Vivas the Traveler travels up to second. Just an excuse me rollout by Eddie Lanard to bring up Jose Ramos. Lanard got 2 sliders in a row from Blake Beers. And once Beers starts to show that slider, you say, how does the batter adjust? That has been his best pitch. Jose Ramos is hitting 249 through 45 games. Right-handed batter, upright stance, first pitch, lifted, foul, sky down the right side. Strike one.
You're hoping Blake Beers can get this out against Ramos and pick up Marcos Brito out in right field after the mistake, because this happening would already be over if he was able to make the catch, but see what Beers can do.
Second and third for the Loons. The pitch up high to Ramos. Ball and a strike. 2 loons on the pond, would you say?
Yes, I think that fits.
It was Jose Ramos, who was the only base runner against the Lux starter Jack Owen yesterday. 2-out single in the fifth. 1-1. Fouled away to the right side. Ball and 2 strikes. That's the slider. Jack Owen set down the first 14 loons. And then Ramos just served a ground ball right up the middle. And then Owen set down the next 4 loons. Kumar Nambiar did allow 1 further hit in the Lugnuts. 2-hit, 1-0 shutout. What a pitching performance. Beers deals the 1-2. Breaking ball called strike 3. The slider froze him. First strikeout for Beers. Strands De Jesus at third and Vivas at second. Blake Beers does pick up Brito following the error. A scoreless top half for the Loons. Lugnuts coming up in the bottom half against Nick Nastrini when we return.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Gabriel Maciel, Eribiel Angeles, Tyler Soderstrom coming up to home plate for the Nuts. They take on right-hander Nick Nastrini. Nastrini's Great Lakes Loons went down scorelessly in the top of the first, leaving runners at second and third. A great threat put out by Blake Beers. And now the UCLA Bruin goes to work. Switch hitting Maciel, bats left. First pitch on its way. Oh, runs inside and nearly hit him. Had to dodge that fastball. Ball one. Catcher for the Loons is Keikai Rios. Wait just a second. Time requested and granted to Gabriel Maciel. Adam, we've seen batters call for time in the past. The Loons always do it on 2 strikes. Maciel is saying, one pitch in. Hang on. Let me recollect my thoughts. All right. At a 1-0 pitch. That's on the outside corner. That's called a strike. Anyway, Keikai Rios is the catcher. Sauron Laos at first. Yorbit Vivas at second. Eddie Leonard at short. And Alex De Jesus is at third.
Rock the deal. Breaking ball off the outside corner. 2-1. And the outfield, Aldrich DeYoung is in left. Jose Ramos is in right. Ismael Alcantara is in center. It's a joy to watch them play some D. 2-1 pitch. High and away. 3 balls and a strike on Maciel. Hitting 295, tops on the nuts with a 368 on base percentage.
Yeah, that'll do.
Works for me. Nostrini kicks and throws. Swing and a miss. Let it rip on the fastball. Count is full. Shortstop Leonard is playing right up the middle. Third baseman DeJesus is in. Payoff. Strike three called. Maciel knew it too. Nestrini sets him down, watching.
That's tough. He swung at the pitch he didn't want to, which would have been ball four that was up and out of the zone, and then let the one in the zone go by. Good job, though, by Nestrini working back in the count.
So now Eurybio Angeles. Batting 264 in 71 games. He was hitless yesterday. First pitch to him. It pops it foul, out of play off to the right side. Strike one. And hey, how about the catch by the fan? Standing up just behind the on-deck circle for the Lugnuts. And then toast it. Cheers. Roddy, 0-1. It is bunted down toward third. DeJesus comes in. Bare hands, throws. He's safe at first base. It was tight. In the Loons broadcast booth, Noah Wolf is up in arms. Eurybio Angeles has a bunt single. Adam, I'm not kidding.
He can't believe it over there.
Nah. He's got to watch himself.
He's got the emotions on a sleeve over there. You love it.
I'm glad to see Noah again. He was here for the first game of the series. Lugnuts walking off on the 4th of July. Glad that he dropped back in. Tyler Soderstrom now, left-handed batter. Takes a fastball up. 1-0. First time that Nestrini faced the Lugnuts this year, he was really impressive. He offers up very high again. 2-0 on Soderstrom. Soderstrom yesterday, a walk, a single, an RBI double. Adam, you know that RBI double, that was pretty crucial.
Yeah, it seemed to be the pivotal swing in the game, I'd say.
1-0 Lugnuts because of it. The pitch, grounded foul at home plate, good off speed. Angeles on at first, one out, no score. So just to go back to that last time that Nestrini took on the Lugnuts, it was May 21st. 5 innings, only allowed 1 run, 3 hits, 1 walk, and he struck out 7. The pitch to Soderstrom. Oh, went reaching for the off-speed away. 2-2. He has guessed wrong a couple of times in a row against Nestrini. Count is 2-2. Home plate umpire Joe McCarthy makes sure everybody knows. Break even. Swing and a miss. He got him with the off speed. Soderstrom is down for the second strikeout for Nestrini. Bring up Jack Winkler.
Well, Nestrini's given up some runs in his last couple of outings, but the Loons have not lost in 5 contests in a row when he's pitched, so they've got a winning formula when he's on the mound.
Last time out, they scored 6 runs in the bottom of the 9th to save it. Jack Winkler, righty to righty. Fouls off the first offering right to the screen. And Nestrini did not fare well against Dayton at Dow Diamond on July the 3rd. It was his second start in the series. And he only went 1 2/3 innings. Allowed 2 homers, 6 runs in all, 5 hits. Deals the 0-1. Down and away with a breaking ball. Ball and a strike. I remember in speaking with Brad Tunney, one of the voices of the Loons, with Noah Wolf earlier this year, the question was, well, how would his command be? And when he locates, watch out. Winkler takes a called strike, located well in the outside corner, the Nestrini breaking ball. He struck out Maciel looking. Angeles dropped down the bunt single. Struck out Soderstrom swinging. Checks on the runner at first base. Angeles back in. And now in front of Winkler. the high set. The 1-2. Runner takes off. The pitch lined on the right field line. Foul. Daniel Martinez signaled fair. And the umpires weren't buying it.
I don't know what they're looking at. He was just assisting them out there.
He's a very lovely fellow, Daniel. I find him rather trustworthy.
No bias.
Adam, there was a game in Lugnut's history. I was putting together the team's 25th year last year. I reached out to all these broadcasters who had worked for the Lugnuts, and I said, tell me some good Lugnut stories. Jim Tocco told me of a game where there was a Lugnuts player who umped it. 1-2. Down and away. For whatever reason, I believe that the umpires couldn't do the game, and so each team, I believe, used players to umpire the game.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that Daniel Martinez would make a fine candidate. Not on that play, though. He was wrong. Nostrini deals. Winkler pops it up. Foul back over our heads and over the rooftop. In fact, I think Jack Winkler, if you needed somebody, would make a fine arbiter. Winkler, his services are required today, starting at shortstop and batting cleanup. Anales at first, no score, two outs. Here's the pitch. Check swing down and away, taken for ball three. They appealed, but he didn't go, says Felix Neon. Full count. Adam Jaxa by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Find us via social for Adam at Adam Jaxa, J-A-K-S-A. For me, at J Goldstrass, J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S. And for Jack Winkler, a three-ball, two-strike pitch from Nostrini. Anales running. Up high, ball four. First walk from Nostrini. Two on with two out. And Anales, because you always have to keep your eye on him on the bases, he rounds second. He is 3 feet off the base at second base. All the while, here comes Jared McDonald.
Well, there's no one over there with a baseball that he can knock out of their mitt, so got to do something else.
Hey, Rebiel Anales brings such comedy to the diamond, 1-9. Pitch to Jared McDonald. And that breaks down and away. One ball, no strikes.
I think for the Michigan fans in the state here that are Detroit Tigers fans would be very interested to see A. Rebiel, knowing what Miguel Cabrera does up at the big leagues.
It's the exact same sense of fun. Ball one offering to McDonald. Up high with a fastball. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., when he was here, he played with that same kind of, look, I'm going to mess with the other guy. I'm going to mess with my own guy. The pitching coach for the Great Lakes Loons, David Anderson, is on his way out there just to settle down Nostrini. Strike out of Maciel, bunt single, strike out of Soderstrom, but the walk to Winkler, and now he's off. Falling behind McDonald, two balls, no strikes. Just trying to get him back on. Finish off this first inning. Adam, just on that whole subject of players having fun out there on the field, I remember Vladimir Guerrero Jr. doing whatever he could to mess with Bo Bichette on routine pop-ups. If you think about the Adrian Beltre-Elvis Andrus relationship, mm-hmm. when they played together with the Texas Rangers, the way that Andrus loved to mess with Beltre, that's what we saw sometimes with the Vladdy and Bo. We're ready to resume. 2-0 for McDonald. Fastball for a called strike on the outside corner. So right back to the cheese.
You're saying Vladdy maybe rubbed the top of Bo's head?
That did not bother Bo the same way that it bothered Beltre. Just in case, in the Loons bullpen up the left side, Braden Fisher, the big right-hander, is warming. There's so many pitches for Nostrini. He's right now at 24. 2-1, 2-out, no score. 2-1 hitter's pitch for Jared McDonald. On its way. Fell back to the screen. Sun shining down upon Jackson Field. Wind blowing in from right. Shadow encroaching upon the left fielder, DeYoung. Center fielder, Alcantara, beyond the video board shower. Shadow, I should say. 2-2. Up and in. McDonald somehow avoids it. but he received a close shave as the helmet falls off. Hair flip, helmet back on, count is full.
Goodness.
That's one where you hear it as you feel it come by.
Great reaction time to just get out of the way of what would have been a painful pitch.
That was closer than the pitches that almost struck Gabriel Maciel. Runners will be off and moving. Anales from second, Winkler from first. McDonald takes a called strike three, and the side retired. The inning is over. Well, for the Lugnuts in the first inning, a lot of pitches for Nastrini, but no runs. One single, one walk, and two left. Off we go to the second inning from Lansing, Michigan. It is the Lugnuts and the Loons, scoreless.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
One inning is in the books. No score between the Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons. Adam Jaxa by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Lugnuts right-hander Blake Beers worked out of a jam in the first inning, striking out Jose Ramos to leave runners at second and third. Opens up the second, dealing to Kekai Rios, right-handed hitting catcher. First pitch fastball grounded left side, backhanded by shortstop Winkler. Long throw. It didn't get there. Oh, the first baseman Cross was off the base. Cross went into the stretch. He was not touching first. And so in the end, Kekai Rios is safe. It is ruled an infield single. That is a spectacularly difficult throw from Jack Winkler. Way out in the Tony Gwynn 5.5 hole. He got the ball to Matt Cross, but just not on the base.
Man, great effort by Cross to try and stretch there, almost going down into the splits to do so.
Aldrich DeYoung now takes a called strike in the outside corner from Beers. That's the first hit for the Loons. DeYoung batting from the left side. The pitch up high and wide. DeYoung, the number 7 batter in the order. Adam, you know what number he wears?
Yeah, I'd say it's the same number you just mentioned.
He wears number 7. Hey, you know who's batting 8th? Number 8, Saurin Lau. Here's the pitch. Ground ball pulled foul up the right side.
Well, you know, it's 7-8-9. What do you got for the 9 hitter?
I'm sorry. Number 9, Jose Ramos, has already batted. So it's number 23, Ismael Alcantara. 23, though, is a great number to wear in sports. Baseball, basketball. 1-2 on DeYoung. Beers struck out 1 in the first inning. Left-handed batter waits. Right-hander lets it fly. Buries it. Well blocked by Soderstrom. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Aldrich DeYoung's surname. D-E space capital J-O-N-G-H. DeYoung. If you remember Chase DeYoung with the Lugnuts, nearly exactly the same with the exception of the last H. Swing and a miss at a high heater. He's gone. And Beers notches his second strikeout.
So now the batter, Salrin Lau, the first baseman. First pitch, strike called on the inside corner. Keikai Rios at first base. Not really a threat to run. Zero stolen base attempts. Nothing to nothing. Number eight hitter waits. A lot of power for Salrin Lau. The deal. Up and inside. One ball, one strike. Salrin Lau, Adam, has not been hit by a pitch this year. This is his 15th game with the Loons. He stands right on top of the plate. It would not surprise me if that first HBP is coming at some point in the future. Beers delivers. Swing and a miss. Hey, the Beers slider. Welcome to the party. Salrin Lau says, time, please.
Always enjoy a good slider at a party.
How about Blake Beers?
Yeah.
You enjoy beers at a party as well?
Yeah, I think those two go together in tandem just fine.
Salrin Lau is ready. Runner at first, one out. One ball, two strike pitch. After a long hold, and I mean a long hold, and I mean a long hold, very long, the pitch popped up, fell back our way, and back into the seats. It's such a fascinating strategy what Beers just did to Lau. So Lau used his one time that a batter is given. He used it before the two, or after the two-strike pitch, right? Two strikes on the slider, called for time. Beers immediately got his sign and then forced the batter to wait, trying to freeze him. This ball is buried low and away. Away goes the runner for second base as Soderstrom just knocks it up the first baseline. Meanwhile, A. Rebiel Angeles applies the phantom tag and then tries to push Keikai Rios off the base. So Keikai shoves back. And Angeles is going, did you get my pants dirty? He's a comedy routine. Whoever is around him on the field has to play his straight man. Two balls, two strikes now on Lau. Wild pitch for Beers. Rios in the scoring position. Loons look for the game's first run. Here it comes. Slider called strike three on the outside corner. Third strikeout for Blake Beers. His second in a row. Two away in the second.
Yeah, so far that slider looking good. He's locating with the fastball, and these Loons hitters struggling to try and guess which pitch is coming in.
So now that brings up the number nine hitter, Ismael Alcantara. Righty deals to righty. Fouled off to the screen. No balls, one strike. 0-0. Loons left runners at second and third in the first. Lugnuts left runners at first and second in the bottom half. Top of the second, runner at second. The pitch is high. So the chances are there. Adam, you know how the Loons fared with runners in scoring position last night?
0-1.
0-1. So far today, the Loons are 0-3. Beers delivers. Alcantara lifts it foul. Off to the right. Back toward the seats. Here it comes down. And then up the aisle way. Fan collects. One ball, two strikes. Adam, you know where that fan is from?
Eaton Rapids?
Yeah. Alcantara is hitting 191, two homers, 24 RBIs. Something's been bothering him. He's been a late scratch in a couple of games of the series. Good to see him back today. The pitch. He takes a called strike three. The Bears fastball snapped in there. Down goes Alcantara. Three straight strikeouts after the leadoff in infield single. And so to the bottom of the second inning. One and a half through. We're scoreless at Jackson Field.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Nick Nastrini will deal to right, McCall and Cross. Last of the second inning from Jackson Field and the Lugnuts 6-7-8 batters. The Great Lakes right-hander deals to Josh Wainwright. First offering is bounced left side, past Jesus, past Lennard, a base hit to left field. DeYoung gets it into second base. Josh Wainwright has a leadoff first pitch single. Wright continues to find hits. There was a period there where his bat was a little cold. The holes weren't there. Now Josh Wainwright has now reached base in 10 consecutive games.
Yeah, and he's going up there swinging aggressively. You saw it. First pitch, knocks it through, and he's got speed on the bases as well.
So Pat McCall, left-handed batter. The pitch inside from Nastrini, ball one. Nick Nastrini in the first inning struck out three. Maciel, Soderstrom, McDonald. I think you're doing something when you're striking out those three batters. But he also allowed a single. There was a walk. The count reached 3-2 quite a bit. A ball one delivery. That's hit high in the air. Shallow right field. Second baseman Vivas backpedals. He's called off and shortstop Leonard takes it in. How about the shortstop making that catch in shallow right? And between Vivas and the right fielder Ramos. Vivas and Ramos are talking to each other about it right now. Right back to first base on the pop out by McCall. One out. You think they were talking behind Eddie Leonard's back? Saying, that ball's on the right side. You or me. One of the two of us needs to get it. Not that guy. Matt Cross now. Righty, righty. No score. One out. One on. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. That's the high fastball from Nastrini. The stuff looks great. Cross had a tough game yesterday. The pitch, that's fouled off at home plate off the catcher Rios, and Rios is a little hurt by it. Home plate umpire McCarthy is going to give him some time. Nothing and two. Cross finished yesterday 0 for 4, three strikeouts. But you know what he also did yesterday? He caught the game. And when you catch a game that your team wins 1-0, you're doing something. Josh Wainwright at first base. He is a threat to run. A two-strike pitch from Nastrini. A breaking ball is laced to left field, but it hangs up for DeYoung. Gets it into second. Wright retreats to first. Two outs.
That's too bad. Good contact by Cross, but just held up there a little bit too long, and an easy grab for DeYoung on a pretty well-struck ball by Matt Cross.
Hey, if he didn't catch it so well, he would have been better off for it. So now Marcos Brito. Brito's first plate appearance. The switch hitter batting left, hitting ninth. Starting in right field for a second straight day. No score last of the second. The pitch. Ground ball right side and through. Base hit right field. Wright's around second base, going for third. Ramos with a strong arm. He throws it into second base. A single by Brito has put runners at the corners.
That's the name of the game in this second inning for the Nuts. Attack that first pitch. And each time, Josh Wainwright, now Marcus Brito, have done that. They've got those infield singles. Hard hit balls through the right and left sides of the infield. And now an opportunity for a two-out rally.
That is Brito's first base hit with the Lugnuts and his second game with the squad. And now top of the order, and Gabriel Maciel Right at third, Brito at first, no score, two outs. Third baseman DeJesus is in. The pitch, a breaking ball snapping in at a called strike one. Maciel struck out looking on a 3-2 pitch, leading off the home half of the first inning. The pitch is up and away. Adam, my memory told me that it took Marcos Brito some time to collect his first Lugnuts base hit last year. And it's true. Took him until his sixth game. In his first five games with the Lugnuts, he had been 0 for 18. Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back by Maciel. Strike two. And Brito really struggled with the Nuts. Played great D last year. The bat had a, well, it just didn't come around. He was 6 for 69 before he departed the club. Back here this year, bat lively. He's running on the 1-2, and it's served shallow right center. Alcantara's there, racing in to make the grab, and the Lugnuts are turned away in the home second. No runs, two hits. Runners left at first and third. We go to the third inning. Adam Jackson's going to have the call. In a scoreless game between the Lugnuts and Loons.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there as we come back for the top of the third at Jackson Field. Nothing to nothing between the Nuts and the Loons. Blake Beers back out to face the top of the order. Manuel Vargas in there, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. Strike one.
Adam, that was a changeup, and that was filthy. This is looking like Blake Beers from Beloit.
Yes, it is. Fastball, slider, changeup, curve. They're all looking good tonight. Here comes the second pitch from the lefty. That is in there. Strike two, a swing and a miss on the lefty, I should say, to Vargas.
Okay, back-to-back changeups.
Pulling the string twice. What does he go to on the third pitch against Vargas, who flied out to left in his opening AB? Third pitch. Swing and a foul tip. No, it's caught by Soderstrom in the dirt, and he stands up kind of frantically wondering what to do. Throws down to first to complete the strikeout. Glenn, I wasn't the only one fooled there. Both guys were looking at the umpire, but they do send it down across to complete the strikeout. That is the fourth straight K for Beers and his fifth overall.
I think that was three straight changeups. And that felt like it was a Rebel Angeles who was umpiring.
Alex DeJesus steps into the box from the right side. Angeles over at his second base position. The first pitch, there's the fastball, the first of this third inning, in there for a called strike one. Nothing to nothing, our score in the top of the third on a near 80 degree and all sunny Saturday afternoon. Ready on righty, Beers' pitch. Left the breaking ball up, one ball, one strike. Beer 6'4", 215. The 23-year-old from Michigan, he was a 19th round selection last year. Started the year in Stockton and then now up to Lansing with his seventh start. The pitch, swing and a miss, 84 that time. Continuing to pump in that change piece. And it's one ball and two strikes on Alex DeJesus. Reached on an E9 in his opening plate appearance. The pitch. Jams him. Did he swing? No, says bases umpire Felix Neon. 2 balls, 2 strikes on DeJesus, who's batting just a touch under 300 with 4 homers. He's driven in 20 this year from the right side of the plate. Beers from the stretch. Bases clear. One away. Throws. Swing and a miss. There's that slider away. And DeJesus becomes a 5th straight strikeout for Beers. This is getting ridiculous. Aldrich DeJong, Solon Lau, and Ismael Alcantara in the second. And now Imino Vargas, Alex DeJesus. What does Yorbit Vivas have? Can he get 6 straight? Pitch to the lefty. Fastball just misses the outside corner. Ball one. So far, Vivas, one of just 2 batters to reach tonight outside of that error in the first inning. A walk to Vivas. Rios had the base hit. 1-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Into the seats. 1 ball, 1 strike to Vivas. Last night, it was a 1-0 win for Lansing. The night before, the Loons didn't score until the 9th inning, losing 10-1. 1-1. Hard hit over towards short. Running to his right is Winkler, and that ball bounces in front of him and skips off the mid. Dies there in the shallow left field side of play. That'll be an infield single on kind of a looping liner that fell short of making it out to Winkler. He was also shifted over towards second, so had to kind of run back to the ball. Just the second hit tonight off Blake Beers.
That had such deceptive movement on it. That looked like a player trying to track down a frisbee.
Or a knuckleball. Good luck. Here's Eddie Leonard. Throw over to first to check on Vivas. 0-0 our score. We're in the top of the third. It is a beautiful evening for baseball and another big crowd on this Saturday night. Lugnuts looking for a 3rd straight win. The slider misses away. Ball one. Eddie Leonard is the K-man, so the fans extra enthused to see if maybe they have a chance at some free Buddy's Pizza. 1-0. That's outside, down low. Snapback throw to first is late from Soderstrom to cross. As Vivas got back in with no problem. Dangerous pitch coming here. The 2-0. Slider away, swing and a miss. Leonard chased a 3rd ball. He just couldn't lay off of it. He was thinking what many would think on a 2-0 pitch. I'm going to get something good to hit in the zone, particularly a fastball. Instead, Beers, working with that confidence, says, let's go slider away, and Leonard bit.
That had such vicious, swerving movement.
What does he get on 2-1? The pitch? Slider is up this time. Beers likes to bring that into the zone for a strike, but just missed. And it's 3 balls and a strike on Eddie Leonard. Grounded out slowly up the first base side to Beers, who got it over to cross in time for the out in the first. The pitch? Popped up, first base side, foul territory. Cross is going over and runs out of room as that heads up to the bleachers. 3-2 on Eddie Leonard. He's played the most games with the Great Lakes Loons this year. This is number 78 for Leonard. Leads them in runs, at-bats, hits, total bases, and doubles. Payoff pitch coming. Just a little bit low with the fastball. Crowd didn't like it, but Leonard on with a base on balls, and they're at first and second with 2 away. This is why Beers has been so difficult to hit against, because he's been hitting the zone with multiple pitches. That fastball, a rare miss tonight for him. He's been on with that fastball. We've seen the changeup a few different times. And we've seen the slider a ton. That's his favorite pitch. Got a breaking ball as well. Here's Jose Ramos. The pitch. Down low. Ball one as Soderstrom comes out of his stance and stands up tall. First and second. Vivas with the single. Leonard with the walk. Loons have had some base runners tonight. They had two on with an out in the first inning. Didn't get any runs in. The pitch. That slides away. Two balls and no strikes for a second straight batter. Then had a base hit to lead off the second before Beers went on a K streak and struck out the side in the second. Now with two straight strikeouts, that base hit and walk. A 2-0. Swing and a miss. There's the breaking ball. Strike one. Straight up stance for Ramos. Whacks that bat behind his helmet. Back and forth, up and down. Pitch. Bouncing foul behind Austin Chubb, third base side. Two balls, two strikes. Shadows starting to take over in the left corner of the outfield and wrapping around deep center and deep right field. Video board shadow right in the middle of center field. Rest of the diamond in the sun. 2-2 pitch. Fouled first base side, out of play. And it remains two balls, two strikes. We sit in the top of the third, scoreless between the Loons and the Lugnuts, playing their 11th game this season against one another with the series deadlocked at 5 apiece. Beers ready to go. That's down low and outside. Three balls and two strikes. Very un-Loon-like to lose three of the first four games in a series. It's the first time since early June that Great Lakes has lost three games in a series. It shows you how well they've been playing as a club and why they finished strong and won the first half. Runners take off, 3-2. Slider in there, called strike three. Beers goes to his best pitch and punches out Ramos. It's his seventh strikeout. Loons leave two stranded. Let's head to the bottom of the third. No score at Jackson Field.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
First pitch breaking ball in for a called strike one to A.U. Rebiel Anjales. Come back for the bottom of the third. Nothing to nothing between the Loons and the Lugs. The pitch.
popped up into the blue sky, third base side, foul territory. DeJesus going over, runs out of room. And there's one ball and one strike. No balls, two strikes on Arribiel Angeles. Base hit in his first at bat. For Angeles, that's now his team-leading 74th this season. This is 278th at bat. The 0-2 pitch. Reached on right back up the middle. He gets it out to center field. Low and away, and Angeles just stuck the bat out there, and he's got his second hit. His bat-to-ball contact skills are so good, and that's a prime example right now. That ball wasn't anywhere close to the zone, and Angeles leads off the third with the single. Now it's Tyler Soderstrom. He's pretty good as well. 14 home runs, 57 driven in. Lined out to left center field. Alcantara on the run to his right makes the catch on the line drive. One away. No score between Great Lakes and Lansing. Jack Winkler now coming to the plate. We had some news today within the organization. The Oakland Athletics made a trade that I think surprised some people, as they have elected to move Christian Bethencourt, trading with the Tampa Bay Rays. First pitch to Winkler. That's down low. Ball one. So, the A's made a lot of trades in the offseason leading up to the 2022 season. This was the first time we saw the trade coming up mid-season here. The pitch. Up high, two balls, no strikes. So the Athletics receive Cal Stevenson, the former Blue Jay, who we saw here.
He skipped over us.
Oh, he skipped over us.
He skipped right to Dunedin. I was very upset.
We saw him in the organization. Swing and a miss from Winkler with the fastball, 2-1.
He was a 2018 draftee, Adam. You would have seen him in 2019 if they had chose to send him here.
All right, so we just missed him, but we did have him in the organization. He's now back in the organization. And Christian Fernandez comes as well. The pitch. That's off the plate, 3-1. So there you go, a trade. For the righty, Christian Hernandez, and the outfielder, Cal Stevenson. Bethencourt was batting .249 with four homers, 19 driven in 56 games this year with the A's. Started the year in Las Vegas, AAA, before getting called up. 3-1, swing and a miss from Winkler. Three balls, two strikes. So a little bit about Fernandez. He spent the entire season at Single-A Charleston, where he's got a 5-2 record. ERA sits just under 3 at 2.79 in 16 games, 8 of which have been starts, 87 strikeouts in 58 innings, an average of 13.5 per 9. That's popped up right side of the infield. Foul territory as Lau comes over about halfway down the line and makes the catch. So there are two outs in this third inning. So a strikeout thrower that Jesse, we think, may be coming to Jackson Field, hopefully. A guy, hopefully, that comes to Lansing.
I'm really looking forward to it. That 13 strikeouts per nine innings, we understand what kind of farm system the Tampa Bay Rays have. And, yes, the announcement was made at the press conference earlier today with the announcement that he would be coming to Lansing.
The pitch. McDonald hammers it down the right field side, fading just foul towards the Lugnuts bullpen area. No balls and a strike. Fernandez, 22 years old, out of Venezuela. And he comes from the Rays, where he signed back in 2016. And we will be seeing him in Lansing. Cal Stevenson, 265 hitter with a couple home runs and 17 driven in 57 games in AAA Durham this year. So he comes back over after coming up with the Jays, 10th round selection in 2018. Those are the two players that acquired for the Christian Bethencourt trade today from Tampa Bay. That pitch flies in there, strike two on Jared McDonald. What did you think, Jesse, initially when you saw the trade news?
The first thing is about Christian Bethencourt. He was signed to a minor league contract by the A's. At one point, he was up in the majors as a pitcher. Before that, majors as a catcher, back as a catcher. What a great signing.
0-2. That's fouled back. No balls, two strikes remains on McDonald. Had some pretty good games this year for the A's, and as you mentioned, a minor league guy that they turn into a trade piece and get a couple of prospects for.
Hits the ball hard, can play where you need him to play. Great guy in the clubhouse. I understand why Tampa Bay asked for him, and I'm curious about the players whom the A's received in response.
0-2, check swing by McDonald. He goes around, according to home plate umpire Joe McCarthy. And that does it for the Nuts in the bottom of the third. Let's head to the fourth and welcome Christian Fernandez and Cal Stevenson to the Oakland Athletics organization. No score between the Nuts and the Loons.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
To the fourth inning we go, nothing to nothing between the Loons and the Lugnuts. First pitch, and that's back up the middle past the lunge of Jack Winkler at shortstop's position and into center field. It's a first pitch base hit by Kekai Rios, the second time he's done that tonight, and he is again on to lead off the fourth, just as he was on to lead off the second. Appreciate you stopping in for your Saturday evening, July 9th, 2022, as we're just past the halfway point in the season. Here's Aldrich DeYoung. First pitch fouled back, strike one. Lansing, if you're just joining us, has a chance to win the series today. They've won 3 of 4 against Great Lakes. But a pitcher's duel, just as we saw in yesterday's game, so far to start tonight's game. Loons have scored just one run in the last 21 innings. That pitch flies inside, ball one, with the slider on Aldrich DeYoung. One of the 7 strikeouts for Blake Beers tonight. He set down this part of the order in order, 7, 8, 9, the last time through. The pitch. This is lifted out to right field. Backing up is Marcos Brito. That's over his head as it one hops the wall. Around second, Rios is headed to third. Into second comes DeYoung. And it's the first extra base hit of the night for Great Lakes. Marcos Brito thought he had an opportunity to make that catch and then realized it was going over the top of his reach. A good swing from DeYoung. Just his third double this year, and all of a sudden, Great Lakes with a golden opportunity to score with runners at second and third and nobody out. Solon Lau steps in from the right side. The pitch home. Snaps the outside corner, strike one. Each team with 4 hits so far, but no runs. 1 error on the Lugnuts, none on the Loons. Beers holds that mitt in front of his left thigh. Now comes set chest high from the stretch. Throws. Swing and a miss as he dropped it out of the zone. Lau chased. No balls, 2 strikes. Two walks,
And four hits allowed by Beers. That's been it. Can he get out of this jam? The 0-2 pitch. Fastball low and outside. Good stop by Tyler Soderstrom as he had to turn over the mitt to keep that in front. And it's 1-2. The pitch. Hard hit. Caught on a knee by Josh Wainwright. He just stuck the mitt out to his left and looked and saw a baseball that was in the webbing. One away. Great reflexes by Josh Wainwright to rob Solon Lau and keep this game scoreless. Ismael Alcantara now steps up. The first pitch, that's down low, ball one. I mean, that's exactly where you want to hit the ball if you're Lau. On a line, into a corner, except Josh Wainwright had it perfectly played and just went down to his knee and almost used his other knee as support as he stuck his arm out there to make the catch. The pitch, this is lined out to right field. Brito is there, makes the catch. Coming from third is Rios. The throw up the line to the right, and the Loons strike first on the sack fly line out from Alcantara. 1-0 Loons in the fourth. DeYoung advances to third as well. Now, it's always tough when you get two on in scoring position with nobody out. And some solid contact here from the bottom of the order in this fourth inning against Blake Beers. Imeno Vargas now coming to the plate from the left side. They've got the Go Nuts chant going here at Jackson Field, trying to will the Lugnuts to victory tonight, trailing 1-0 now in the fourth. Runner 90 feet away, the pitch. Kicked back off the netting. Strike one to Vargas. For Blake Beers, that was pitch number 65 right there. 42 strikes. The 0-1 to the lefty. Snaps the outside corner, strike two. He is locating well tonight. And back into form in this fourth inning, getting ahead of hitters. He got behind a couple in that third. Time called by Vargas as Beers was taking a couple extra seconds. Rios and DeYoung with a single and a double to start this inning. Then a line out to Lau and Alcantara. One brought in a run, though. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball stays up. One ball, two strikes. Rios is coming to score on the Alcantara sack fly on the line out to Brito. The pitch. Swatted foul, third base side, headed towards the netting that blocks from Cedar Street as the traffic travels south, just to the left of the stadium. It runs north up the other side and the right field line on Larch Street. 1-2 pitch. That's outside. Two balls, two strikes. Vargas 0 for 2 tonight with a flyout and a strikeout. Best OBP on the team for Vargas at 431 and tops in the Midwest League. 2-2. That's fouled down the third base side again and into the netting. So Vargas on these pitches, as mentioned. Some hard swings in this fourth inning from Rios, DeYoung, Lau, and Alcantara. Not many swings and misses in this fourth inning. Blake Beers with 7 strikeouts, but the Loons getting to him through the bottom time of the second part of the order here. And now going through it for a third time. 2-2. That flies away, and it's 3 balls, 2 strikes. Blake Beers wants a new baseball, so he discards the current one that he has and tosses it to the Lugnuts dugout. It's the new baseball from home plate umpire Joe McCarthy. The 3-2 pitch coming to Vargas. up high outside, and he loses him for ball four. Third walk tonight for Beers. Got to refocus here as Alex DeJesus is stepping to the plate. We've talked about it with the Loons. Even though their offense hasn't been there the last couple of nights, this is what makes them dangerous. Getting these little spots where you get a couple of outs, and then a couple guys get on, and they can hit a big one against you to open up the score. And Don Schulze thinking that same type of thing here and seeing Beers wavering just a touch. Going to go out and talk with the right-hander from Michigan and just slow him down as DeJesus has reached on an error tonight and struck out. They're at the corners now with two outs. And a Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame tonight. Steve Avery and Frank Tanana added to the Hall of Fame here in the state of Michigan. Plaques unveiled out beyond the left field wall. Steve Avery, the Trenton, Michigan native. He was both guys, left-handed pitchers, Braves, Red Sox, Reds, and Tigers. For Steve Avery, he was an all-star in 93, World Series champion in 95 with the Braves. He was also the NLCS MVP in 1991. Real good pitcher in the league. And Frank Tanana was great as well, the Detroit, Michigan native. He played for a host of squads. The pitch, that's in there. Strike one on DeJesus. Tanana was with the Angels, the Red Sox, the Rangers, of course, where he was teammates with Nolan Ryan, and they were a great 1-2 punch. Tigers, Mets, Yankees. Next offering is kicked back off the netting. No balls, two strikes. Tanana, the three-time All-Star from 76 to 78, led the league in ERA in 77, and then led the league in strikeouts in 75. Some great pitchers that were able to be celebrated tonight and inducted into the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame. 0-2. That's down low. One ball, two strikes, and off to second goes Emmanuel Vargas. No throw down to second, so he swipes a bag. That's his first attempt and first steal this year. May have been the Loons trying to go with the Little League play that they tried to do earlier in this series. 1-2, in on the hands, and that's belted down the line and fair. Base hit. DeJong comes in right behind him. Vargas, it's a two-run, two-out single for Alex DeJesus. And just like that, it's 3-0 Great Lakes in the fourth. We told you this is what makes them difficult. They extend an inning, get a couple of guys on. We've talked about how they've struggled the last few nights with runners in scoring position and just getting runs. They've got a three-run half inning here in the fourth. Now Yorbit Vivas steps in from the left side. Hard hit on the ground, past the backhand attempt of Cross into right field. Rounding second and over to third goes DeJesus. They're at the corners again with two outs. A hot shot from Vivas. That no doubt going to be a base hit. Would have been an excellent play if Cross would have had the hand-eye coordination quick enough to get that baseball that was scorched through the right side of the infield. And Vivas continues to torch Lansing. Three times tonight he's reached with a walk and two singles. Here's Eddie Sleinard, the cleanup hitter, and the pitch. Swinging a tapper foul on the slider low. No balls and a strike. Three runs, six hits, no errors for Great Lakes. Trying to get back in the win column and force a series decider potentially tomorrow. 0-1. Bouncing ball off the plate to the left of Beers, charging his Winkler and running to the base at second, tags the bag before Vivas can get there. So the Loons leave a runner stranded at the corners, but they tack on three thanks to four hits and a walk. We head to the bottom of the fourth, 3-0 Great Lakes.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Well, the Lugnuts have some work to do after three runs coming in the top of the fourth. They've got to get something going offensively against the right-hander, Nick Nastrini, who we told you the last five times he's been out there for the Loons, they've been wins. And right now looking that way after three runs came in, but let's see if the bottom of the card can get something going. Josh Wainwright, Patrick McCall, and Matt Cross coming to the plate against the righty. Turns and throws. Misses down low. Ball one. You know, I have this suspicion that Jesse Goldberg-Strassler failed you all last night. I don't think he gave you a trivia question. He's nodding in approval. I have failed you, Anakin. The 1-0 popped up right side of the diamond. Foul or out in right field. Ramos comes in, makes the catch, and there's one away. If you're a Star Wars fan, actually, I think it would be Jesse saying, I have failed you, Anakin. I would be the Anakin in this situation. He would be Obi-Wan. But point being, we're going to get you some trivia tonight, because that's what the people tune in for. 3-0 Loons in the bottom of the fourth. Here's Patrick McCall. Flat out in his first at-bat. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. We told you about the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame and Frank Tanana. Steve Avery, the two inductees this year. So, let's make them the theme. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two on Patrick McCall, and specifically, Frank Tanana is the subject of our question tonight. And the question is about where he went to high school. Told you that he grew up in Detroit. He went to Detroit Catholic Central. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. The 0-2, rather. That's strike three on Patrick McCall. He goes down. Fifth strikeout for Nastrini. So, why did Frank Tanana attend Detroit Catholic Central, the Shamrocks? What was the reason? Let us know at Adam Jaxa, at Jay Goldstrass on Twitter. JayGoldstrass@LansingLugnuts.com. The email you can submit your answers to and let us know why Frank Tanana elected to go to Detroit Catholic Central for high school. The pitch. Breaking ball to Matt Cross. Hits on the outside corner. Strike one. Jesse's pounding French fries to my right. Do you know the answer to this question? He doesn't, folks. We've got him. Stumped, maybe. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. You know, the good news today, Jesse has put ketchup on his French fries and not on his panini noodles like he did the other day. I was completely disgusted by that. The 0-2 pitch. Swinging a hopper off the plate. Bounces onto the mound. Nastrini throws to first in time for the third and final out. Your lesson for today, spaghetti sauce, even Alfredo sauce goes with the noodles. Not ketchup, unless you're Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Hey, that guy's coming up with the play-by-play, heading to the fifth, 3-0, Great Lakes.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. and Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Club's International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
That'll be Jose Ramos to lead off the top of the fifth inning, followed by Keikai Rios and then Aldrich DeYoung. The Loons lead the Lugnuts by a 3-0 score. Three runs in the fourth inning against the righty Blake Beers, who remains in, though there is action in the pen behind him. Beers to Rios. Ground ball down towards short, grabbed by Winkler. Throws to first, and Cross receives a one-hop throw that Winkler purposefully bounced in because Cross is staring into the setting sun. Smart move, Jack Winkler, who, because that ball was struck so sharply, he had the chance to collect his bearings and think, all right, what does Matt need from me right now? And he gave him the perfect throw for the first out. Now Keikai Rios, who led off that three-run rally last inning with his second hit of the game against Beers. He's 2-for-2. The pitch, that's ripped down the left side, but foul. Just hooked left of the line, with the third baseman right trying to make the backhand stab and coming up empty. A couple of feet away from Rios, going 3-for-3. It was the bottom part of the order that caused all the trouble last frame. The pitch, swinging a foul tip at home plate, and oh, that really hurts the catcher Soderstrom. And Tyler is down, went into a barrel roll to his left at home plate, rolls back to his right hip, and he is stretched out in agony. Head athletic trainer Jake Ruthier immediately right there. And the manager, Phil Pohl, the former catcher, is just staring down at Jake, tending to Tyler. Pitcher Beers, meanwhile, confers with the home plate umpire, Joe McCarthy, as the two of them look over a baseball. Tyler's back up to his knees. We have one out. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Nobody on. The Loons are leading 3-0 and out hitting the Lugnuts 6-4. Beer struck out 7 batters through the first 3 innings, but he danced in and out of trouble, dodging bullets before that 3-run rally in the top of the fourth. An Alcantara sack fly and then the big blow. A 2-run single by the leadoff hitting, or I should say the number 2 hitting. He's hit leadoff earlier in the series. Number 2 today, Alex DeJesus, with a 2-run single. Soderstrom continues to receive medical attention on his haunches at home plate. Jake Ruthier down on one knee, trying to look him in the eye as Tyler checks his own bearings. I mean, immediately following that foul off Rios, Soderstrom stretched out, stands up. The crowd respects, appreciates, and approves. And Ruthier and manager pull back to the first baseline dugout. He continues.
You take a big sigh of relief and a deep breath there because the Lugnuts just can't afford another injury to one of their better players or any of their players because of how much they have already suffered this year. And boy, for Soderstrom, that would have been a brutal, brutal loss. And happy to see he's all right and able to stay in this game. That's big-time news for the Nuts.
The count on KKI Rios, nothing and two. Rios, the Loons catcher. You better believe he was putting himself in Soderstrom's spot. One out, nobody on. 0-2 pitch from Blake Beers on its way. Slider, and that swung at a miss, but it escapes Soderstrom to the backstop. Rios reaches first base, no throw. A strikeout for Beers. However, the wild pitch on the slider. Eighth strikeout for Beers. Rios on at first with one out. So that brings up Aldrich DeYoung, who doubled last inning against Beers. All the while in the Lugnuts bullpen, it is Osvaldo Berríos who's warming. Beers throws. High fly ball pounded to right center. Back it goes. That baseball's long gone. To the tailgate, terrace and right. Aldrich DeYoung unloads. It is his fifth homer of the year. A two-run shot. And it's now 5-0 Loons.
Well, you could see that Beers was starting to waver in that fourth inning. Gave up a couple of runs. They bring him back out for the fifth, and just unfortunately, one pitch, a couple pitches too long after the wild pitch strikeout. That's unfortunate. It's a two-run shot instead of the solo shot, and that's going to do it for Beers. Tough way to end his outing tonight.
Manager Phil Pohl to take the baseball away. A little bit of housekeeping, Adam. Official score actually rolled past ball on Tyler Soderstrom on that strike three. Beers is out. 4 1/3 innings, 8 strikeouts, 84 pitches, 56 strikes. He had allowed his first home run in the Midwest League last time out against Corey Holland for Lake County, and today his second home run, and it's Aldrich DeYoung who hits it for the Loons.
Now, speaking of housekeeping, Jesse, you know that copyright you read?
Yes.
Yeah, make sure you do that tonight.
Oh.
Because I didn't earlier. I was just thinking about that.
Well, you know, we've got a pitching change on the field with Berríos coming in. And this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hang on, hang on. Let's make this suitably dramatic, if you don't mind. Okay? This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. All right. And now to the man on the mound, Osvaldo Berríos out of Juncos, Puerto Rico, has checked in to replace Beers. Berríos for Beers.
Oh, flawless transition. Well, thank you, Jesse. Let's look in at Osvaldo Berríos. And for most of the time this year, he's been a starter. Recently, he's come out of the pen. And this is going to be his 15th game. He's started 11, given up 56 earned runs this year, 11 homers, 56 strikeouts, and 29 walks. But the last time that he pitched, he was excellent out in Lake County. He had his parents that came out to watch the game for the first time, and first time this season. He went 5 innings, gave up just a couple of hits, 1 run. It was a home run, but had 8 strikeouts and only 3 walks. So hopefully he's got some of that good stuff again tonight to try and keep the Loons' offense in check.
There's one out, nobody on. The batter is Sourin Lau. Righty deals to righty. Up high, ball one. Adam, I saw something amazing yesterday. I saw Osvaldo Berríos have his very first snickerdoodle. Jeff Criswell used to pitch for the Lugnuts, right? He's now up in AA. Berríos deals. Ground ball down toward third. Difficult one-hop pickup. Whipped at third by right. In left field, it travels. McCall gets it in. Lau is on. We'll check in with the official score. It was a do-or-die play for Josh Wainwright at third base, and he matadored it. He gave it the old ole, like a bull coming through, and instead of the cape, it was the glove getting waved aside as the ball passed by. So Lau is on. Ismael Alcantara comes up next. Righty, righty. Berríos deals. Bunt shown, pulled back, pitches outside. So Jeff Criswell's mother sent an enormous box of cookies, enormous. And the cookies are large, Adam, to the Lugnuts clubhouse with all sorts of different varieties. 1-0, fouled off over the netting to the right. And I saw Osvaldo Berríos walk over to the box, and it was clear He knew something was in that box. And they lifted it up, and he saw all those cookies. And his first question was, as it might be yours, what are the different varieties? What are the flavors? The pitch? A bunt laid down. Catcher Soderstrom picks it up, throws to first, gets the out there, up to second base, Lau. And that's official scorer's discretion. That's a bunt with one out. Official scorer, if he so chooses, cannot say sacrifice, can simply say bunt out for Alcantara. Two outs, runner into scoring position, top of the order time, and Emmanuel Vargas coming up. By the way, Lau was given credit for a single into left field. So it was explained to Osvaldo Brios, there's a chocolate chip, that's an oatmeal raisin, this is a snickerdoodle. First time in his life he had ever heard of a snickerdoodle. And the pitch, that's hit high out of the air by the leadoff man, Emmanuel Vargas. 13 from Maciel, trots forward in center, rounding right, with the catch above his left shoulder, side retired. I'm an enormous snickerdoodle fan, as it turns out, so is Osvaldo Barrios. They did give Alcantara a sack bunt. It didn't matter. Lau stranded at second base. Two-run homer by Aldrich DeYoung adds to the Loons' lead. We're halfway to the house. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning, it is 5-0 Loons.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Bottom of the fifth begins right here. A breaking ball in the outside corner called a strike from the right-hander Nick Nastrini, the San Diego native for the Great Lakes Loons. Loons leading 5-0. That's it flat to Marcos Brito. Swing and a miss. That looked like a changeup up on the count is very quickly, 0-2. Brito, the number 9 hitter, followed by Maciel, then Angeles, top of the order. Adam Jaxa by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This pitch is buried, and that caught the home plate umpire McCarthy. One ball and two strikes on Brito. It looked like it caught him rather awkwardly. But proper equipment clearly in place, all is well. Brito is 1-for-1 with a single. 1-2 pitch. On the outside corner, strike 3 called. Fastball spotted up and painted. Nastrini records another strikeout. That's his 6th. Nick Nastrini has found a groove. So now bring up the top of the order and Gabriel Maciel. 5-0 Loons. Maciel, switch hitter, bats left. Tried to bunt the first pitch and fouled it. Strike 1. This was the big Loons concern, Adam. He said, look, Maciel is up there and he wants to bunt. You have to do what you can to take the bunt away. And sometimes it's still not enough. His job is to get on base any way that he can. That's one of his favorite weapons. And 0-1. The breaking ball is low. Ball and a strike. Lugnuts left runners at first and second base in the first inning. Left them at first and third base in the second. But Nastrini since then has set down 7 in a row. Fouled out of play off the left side. Strike 2. and Aribiel Anjales leadoff single in the bottom of the third inning. And since then, Soderstrom, Winkler, McDonald for the third. Wright and McCall cross in the fourth. Brito so far in this fifth. Nastrini looks for another strikeout. Here it comes. That tails up and away. So two balls, two strikes on Maciel. Shortstop cheating up the middle. The break even. Lifted slicing foul down the left side. Keep it right here, 2-2. Lugnut starter Blake Beers in his final line, 4 1/3 innings. He allowed 7 hits and 5 runs. 4 of those runs were earned. He walked 3, struck out 8. He allowed a home run, 2-run shot to Aldrich DeYoung. That knocked him out. Maciel swings, flies it out to left field. Shallow, and comes DeYoung. He's got an easy catch. Speaking of Aldrich DeYoung, and there's 2 outs. It's like his ears were burning. Oh, you're talking about my home run? Best make the next play.
I need the Lugnuts to make a play offensively. Nastrini has been excellent, and this feels like a game where the Loons' backs are against the wall a little bit. They've dropped 2 in a row, 3 of the last 4, and they've come out ready to go today.
Aribiel Anjales is 2-for-2 today. First pitch to him. He swings and flies it. Guess where? Left field. DeYoung backs up. He waits. He retrieves. And he jogs back to the dugout because, Adam, there's nothing going on for this Lugnuts offense. Nastrini in his first time against the Lugnuts. 5 innings, 1 run, 7 strikeouts. In this outing so far, 5 innings, no runs, and he struck out 6. He sends us to the 6th. And it's all Loons. 5-0 in Lansing.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
That right there was the voice of the Great Lakes Loons, Brad Tunney, bringing us back in. He's in much better spirits right now. Loon scored 3 in the 4th, 2 more in the 5th, and bring a 5-0 lead off to the 6th inning from Lansing, Michigan. Adam Jaxa by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. And Osvaldo Berrios is on the mound. DeJesus, Vivas, Leonard to oppose in the 6th. Fastball waved down and missed. Strike 1 for DeJesus. That's a good heater on the inner 3rd, and maybe a little closer. DeJesus is 1-for-3, but he's got the big blow. That came in the 4th inning. The pitch, down and away. 1-1. 2-run single. That capped the 3-run rally. And then an inning later, DeYoung's 2-run homer. Those are the 2 big swings. Otherwise, this one would feel tighter. Berrios delivers a 1-1. Low and away. Fastball slider to changeup for Osvaldo Berrios, who was drafted by the Oakland A's all the way back in 2017 in the 20th round from the Puerto Rico Baseball Academy. Here's the pitch. Line drive hooking shallow right beyond Anjales. It's a base hit. And right field Brito comes in to pick it up, give a look, and then give it to Anjales, 7 feet away from him, and then give Anjales a look as if to say, what would I do wrong? Leadoff single for DeJesus, the second hit of the game.
You know, knowing Anjales' antics, I thought he was potentially going to throw his mitt at that baseball as it was just kind of looping beyond his grasp there.
Do you know why that's a terrible idea? I might knock your socks off here. Yorbit Vivas is the batter, swings and misses, strike one, bounces away from Soderstrom, but not far. On the baseball field, let's say Angeles did. Let's say he threw his glove at that ball, and the glove connected and hit the ball. Do you know that there's a penalty for that?
I do.
Do you know how large the penalty is?
I don't know if it's two bases?
More. 0-1 pitch. Smacked up the middle. One hop to shortstop Winkler. Winkler underhands to Angeles at second. Gets there before DeJesus. On the force out for out number one. Vivas on at first on the fielder's choice.
Get a run?
Not a run. So in between.
Triple.
Yeah, three bases. And the reason that rule is in place is, let's say you're an outfielder. There's a fly ball soaring over your head. It's going to be a home run. If you throw your glove up and knock it down, they don't want to say, hey, great ingenuity. You just saved, let's say, a grand slam or whatever it might be. So the penalty is three bases. That's right. Eddie's Leonard now swings and fouls back the first pitch, strike one. But, Adam, we're talking this out. Imagine how many players there are out there on the field who don't know this rule.
I knew there was a penalty, but, yeah, I didn't know what it was.
Three bases. Ground ball up the middle, knocked down by Barrios, can't find it. Now he does, fires to first, and right into the runner, kicks off down the right field line. Yorbit Vivas is around third base. He's being windmilled home to score. Brito picks it up in right field and settles it. Meanwhile, Eddie's Leonard is hurt right of the right field line. The Loons lead 6-0. And now here comes the Great Lakes Loons athletic trainer, Griffin Boyd, hurrying up the right field line with the manager, Phil Pohl, in tow. Osvaldo Barrios got his glove on it, and then the panic. Where had that ball gone? He finally located it on the front of the mound to the third base side, and then the throw, inaccurate, right into Leonard.
It's a tough one right there. Barrios is doing everything he could. He just didn't know where that ball was at. And by the time that, as you mentioned, Jesse, he found it, he had to rifle it over to first, and it went right into the line of where Leonard was going. And it's an injury, unfortunately, for the Loons. And tough moment for the Nuts is they don't get that second out, and a run comes in to score.
I mean, speaking of three bases, that's three bases for Yorbit Vivas. Begins on first base. It's a comebacker, and he scores on the play. The applause for Leonard staying in the game, rubbing the left side of his face. First baseman Matt Cross said something to him that he appreciated. Adam, you and I both appreciate Matt Cross. The first base coach for the Loons, Elian Herrera, right there with him. And Leonard steps off his lead. Good to see him stay in. As here's Jose Ramos. Runner on, one run in, one out. Righty, righty. Barrios' pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. My anticipation as we await the official scorer's ruling is going to be infield single and then throwing error. Ramos is 0 for 3. Two strikeouts. Swings and misses again. Strike two. That's the fastball from Barrios up in the zone.
Yeah, I think you're right. Infield single, tough, and knockdown ball, and then E1.
That's precisely the scorer's decision. The pitch, swing and a miss. Ramos has gone on strikes. That's good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Jose Ramos, striking out for the third time today. Yes, indeed, infield single, Eddie's Leonard. It's his first hit of the game, and the Loons' 10th hit. So from yesterday, two hits. Today is different. Yesterday, a 1-0 Lugnuts win. Today, a 6-0 Loons lead in the sixth inning. Runner at first, two outs. Barrios misses upstairs to Kekai Rios. The catcher is turning in a fine game so far for Great Lakes. 2 for 3. Two singles, one to short, one to center. Reached base on a drop third strike. Two runs scored. The deal. Fastball popped him up. And a shallow right, second baseman Anales over, cross there too, and a foul ground near the tarp. It's Matt Cross with the catch, then he taps the tarp with the glove, and they can leave the field. A foul out retires the side. Loons score another, though. One run on two hits and one costly throwing error by Osvaldo Berrios. One runner left on. To the bottom of the sixth inning, Loons 6, Lugnuts nothing.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, group sales account executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Big Tyler Soderstrom leads off the last of the sixth inning. Lugnuts are down 6-0. The first pitch to him is grounded on the right side. First baseman Lau picks it up and feeds the pitcher in covering. Nick Nestrini to the base. Out number one of the home sixth. That is 10 consecutive batters set down by Nestrini. He gets the danger Soderstrom on one toss.
Yeah, Tyler took all the drama out of that one with swinging at the first pitch. Nestrini has been good tonight.
So now Jack Winkler with Jared McDonald on deck. He's Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. And this is the Lugnuts cleanup hitter, 0-1 with a walk. The pitch, breaking ball down. One ball, no strikes against Nestrini. This is L.A. against San Francisco, Adam.
Big rivalry.
Yes. This is UCLA Bruin against San Francisco Don. Ball and offering. Breaks outside. Two balls, no strikes. You know, San Francisco and L.A., when they get together, throw out the records. Righty, righty. Nestrini to Winkler. Swing and a miss. Fastball rode up and in. That's been the equalizer whenever he's fallen behind Winkler. Nestrini has reared back for something extra.
What's the chant for L.A.? Because we know it's beat L.A., but what do they say for San Francisco?
A 2-1 pitch. Runs in and hits him. Well, forget that. Winkler is hurt and sore and down to first base. And San Francisco Don that one near his left hip. A one-out HBP brings up Jared McDonald. I honestly don't know.
Right? San Francisco doesn't really flow well. And neither does SF, you know?
Really enjoy... It's the Dodgers-Giants rivalry, but it's also now the 49ers and Rams.
Yeah.
Jared McDonald is 0-2, two strikeouts. First pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball by him. Six nothing Great Lakes. Jared McDonald out of Western Oregon. First Grand Canyon. The deal, up high, one ball and one strike. From GCU to WOU. Home plate umpire Jim McCarthy walks up the third base side as something got away in the Loons' pen, so we wait. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Lugnuts are getting out, hit 10-4, and trailing the Loons 6-0. Plus, the Lugnuts have committed two errors. More errors than the Lugnuts have committed total in their last nine games. Just remarkable. think that speaks more about the last nine games than tonight. Here it comes. Tapper right back to Nastrini. Told to go to first, and so he does so with the sidearm. McDonald is out. Winkler to second. Two away.
I think that's a big reason why Lansing's come in and won six of their last eight games. They're not beating themselves. They're getting pretty good pitching, getting some timely hitting, and they're cleaning up the baseball defensively. And the Loons have just been better tonight so far, taking advantage of some opportunities. They've got no errors defensively, and they've got a great starting pitching performance so far from Nick Nastrini.
It's Josh Wainwright who steps up next for the Lugnuts. Down 6-0. Winkler at second. A look back, then the pitch. Fastball in the outside corner. Strike called. The Lugnuts, four hits in this game. Two singles by A. Rebiel Angeles, one in the first, one in the third. A single by Marcos Brito in the second. And a single by this man, Josh Wainwright, in the second. Takes the 0-1 high. Josh Wainwright's bat has been heating up. It's just the bottom of the sixth inning. That's the old cliche, Adam. You don't need to get it all back at once. Base hit here should be enough to score Winkler. Nastrini delivers. Down and away. Ball two. Nick Nastrini gets his sign from Kike Arias. Here's the pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Crowd is still into this. They're spelling nuts on the right side. Two balls, two strikes, two outs on Josh Wainwright. Number two, Winkler leads away from second. Nastrini looks at him. Offers. Right a check swing. Up did he go on appeal? Actually, home plate umpire McCarthy calls it himself. And right is irate. Nick Nastrini strikes out his seventh. Winkler stranded at second base. Right is saying, just like all the Lugnuts are, Phil Pohl shaking his head. Appeal that. Appeal that down to the bases umpire Neon. But Joe McCarthy didn't. He called it himself. And he sends us to the seventh inning. Nick Nastrini is through six scoreless, four-hit frames. It is 6-0. The Loons are leading the Lugnuts. Adam Jackson returns with a call, and that is after this.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
For the top of the seventh here at Jackson Field, it's 6-0. Great Lakes is leading Lansing. Osvaldo Barrios in to face Aldrich DeYoung. First pitch outside, ball one. Nuts have given up runs in the last three half innings against the Loons. Next pitch. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Looks like we've got some defensive changes, and we'll run through these for you. Kevin Richards is now into the game in right field. The pitch, that's outside. Three balls, no strikes. Marcos Brito moves to left field, McCall to first base, and that cross is now catching into the game for Tyler Soderstrom. And time called, we've got a baseball loose in left field. So there are the switches as Soderstrom, I'm hoping, and I'm sure, the Lugnuts probably precautionary with maybe the injury that he went down with earlier in the game, but stayed in the game, took a foul ball. 3-0. That's in there. Strike one to DeYoung. Next pitch. That's outside, ball four. And there's the first walk given up by Osvaldo Berríos. As the Nuts trying to get something going in this game, but it has been all Loons. They've got all the momentum right now. And they've done it by scoring the last three half innings, starting with that fourth inning against Blake Beers, then knocking him out in the fifth with a two-run homer. First pitch flies outside to Solon Lau. So five of the first six pitches have missed the zone for Osvaldo Berríos in this seventh inning. Next offering, swing and a miss, slider. Strike one on Lau. So the Nuts defensively now with Marcos Brito in left, Gabriel Maciel in center, and Kevin Richards into the game in deep right. Joshua on right, Jack Winkler on the left side of the diamond, Aribe Alangeles, Patrick McCall on the near side. The pitch lifted out to left field. Brito going back towards the track and coming towards the line makes the catch. There's the first out. Hit pretty well, but kind of floated up there to allow Brito to get over and make the play. So here's Ismael Alcantara. 6-0 Great Lakes in the top of the seventh. Dan still trying to keep the Nuts in this one with the chance. That pitch is fouled back. 0-1. Lugnuts and Loons will be back at it tomorrow for a Capital City Market Kids Day. 105 first pitch. Kids run the bases. Kids then get ice cream across the street at the market. Jesse and I try to get in on the act as well and go get the free ice cream.
I mean, I've got a wild card.
Yeah, you do.
If you want to borrow him so you can get through the line, too.
Can I steal your son for about, I don't know, 20 minutes? I'll bring him back. We'll bring back some ice cream. Maybe some mint chocolate chip. The 0-1. That's in there. Strike two. Now I know why you had a son.
That's the chief reason.
Perks.
Free ice cream.
Free ice cream for all. Worth it. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Line drive past the glove of Angeles into right field. Richards over to play it and chucks it into Jack Winkler. So two on now with one out as we turn the card over and go back to the top of the order. By the way, our good friend Kim Contreras has checked in on Twitter. And we were talking about L.A. and San Francisco and what the chant is.
Yes.
For L.A. To talk about San Francisco. And Kim says, we, L.A., don't spend our time worrying or chanting about San Francisco. There you go. They're above it. I like that response.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I like that. That's good. Eusebio Vargas at the plate with two on and one out. The pitch. That's down low. Ball one.
Such an L.A. attitude.
I love it.
Adam Jaxa from Eden Rapids, the L.A. of mid-Michigan.
Oh, geez. Not even close. 1-0. That's lifted out to left field. Backing up is Brito, heading towards the track. Still running. Jumping up. Did he make the catch? Yes, he did. Oh, it's a fine run on the run, or fine grab on the run from Brito. And he's had a couple of running grabs in this seventh inning.
Remember how this game began. Second batter, he dropped a routine fly in right. This one, Adam, this is graceful. This was almost choreographed. The steps were perfect. He got there and then jumping into the air and hanging there to stab it.
What a big time leap, too. He got up on that. Great catch by Brito, who just moved over to left field in this half inning. Here's Alex DeJesus. The pitch. Slice back off the netting. Foul. Strike one. 6-0 Loons in the seventh. Could have been more, though, if Brito doesn't make that catch. And that more than certainly makes up for the one he dropped in the first inning of this game over in Rank Field. No runs came in to score in that half inning. One of the two errors tonight for the Nuts. The pitch. Inside. One ball, one strike. Blake Beers went into the fifth inning tonight. And then in came Osvaldo Berríos. The pitch. This is on the ground, right back up the middle into center field. Around third, here comes DeJong to score. No throw to the plate. It's an RBI single from DeJesus. And the Loons continue to score in now four straight half innings. 7-0, Great Lakes.
Did you see the bases umpire Felix Neon? That turned him inside out and trying to dodge it. If it hits him, it's a dead ball and a base hit. So the runners are all stopped immediately, but somehow he got out of the way, and DeJesus says thank you.
Also, if it hits him, it hurts.
That too.
Here's Yorbit Vivas. The pitch. Breaking ball misses up and outside. Ball one. Just never know where you're going to be on the field, but it's in the way, in play sometimes, and sometimes you do need to get out of the way. Pitchers try and dodge some that come back at him. 1-0. That's swatted up into the air. Left side of the diamond. Joshua on right gives chase momentarily, but that one goes out of play. One ball, one strike. Loons with 7 runs on 12 hits. No errors. Lansing with no runs, 4 hits, and 2 errors. And unless they have got a lot left in them in the last few innings of this game, they're going to have to try and win the series tomorrow. We still have a ways to go. Maybe a chance tonight, but they got to get cooking. 0-1. That's inside and low. 2 balls and a strike. And this has not been the recipe for the Nuts this year. After 6 innings of trailing, they're just 4-28. The pitch. That's outside. 3 balls and a strike. Lansing after 7 trailing, just 2-34. And after now, after 8, they've only won 1 game in 32 tries this year. So again, the recipe, and for most squads, you get down late in games. Usually it's the opponent that strikes. Lansing likes to get ahead and keep that lead. 3-1. This is on the ground. Shuffling to his right. Anjelez at second. Up with it. Slings to first. A little bend over from McCall. He's got it, though, and that's going to do it. One run does come in on 2 hits and a walk. It's now Loons 7, Lugs none. We'll stretch it out to the bottom of the 7th here at Jackson Field. We move to the bottom of the seventh. Loons in front 7-0 as Patrick McCall comes to the plate. Trying to get something going. Just four hits for the Nuts. The pitch. And that's in there. Strike one as we have our first pitching change for the Loons. Cole Percival is into the game. The tall right-hander. Here comes the next offering. Swatted foul, third base side. No balls, two strikes. Percival stands 6'5", 220. 23-year-old from Riverside, California. I think there's someone on the Nuts team that's from Riverside, California. Jesse, do you concur?
Daniel Martinez would concur as well.
Yes, sir. The 0-2. That's outside. One ball, two strikes. I believe those two have exchanged a conversation or two after a Lugnuts or Loons game this year.
They've exchanged conversations for many, many years now, dating back to, what, when they were 8 years old or thereabouts?
Yeah, pretty special. Those relationships you build. The 1-2. Lifted out to left center field, falling quickly and down in front of Alcantara. Nice swing from Pat McCall, goes inside out and has a leadoff single in the seventh.
And that'll work. The best pitch that Percival has in his repertoire, we are told, is his changeup. And it went off speed, and McCall stayed right with it and hit it on a line. Nice swing.
So that nice swing lands McCall at first base, and here's Matt Cross. Hey, Jesse, you know what it's time for?
A crosswalk?
It could be time for a crosswalk.
A double cross?
The pitch? That's outside. I suppose it could be a double cross if people answered the trivia question incorrectly, but I was just going to let people know we're going to answer the trivia question here coming up.
Sometimes there's a cross cutter.
All right, here's the 1-0. Oh, that's smacked foul, first base side. One ball, one strike. Loons in front of the Lugnuts, 7-0. We asked you back in the fourth on a Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame night tonight. Two more members inducted in the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame. Steve Avery, Frank Tanana, two lefties, former major leaguers. I asked you about Frank Tanana, the Detroit native. The pitch. Off speed, just misses inside, 2-1. And why he chose to go to Detroit Catholic Central High School, an all-boys school, the Shamrocks. They are excellent at pretty much every sport. Percival set on the hill, the 6'5 ready. Shrugs the shoulders and tosses. A little bit wide, 3-1. We get any guesses tonight?
We did not. I'm intrigued. What's the answer to this one?
Well, he was attracted to Detroit Catholic Central after he saw their basketball team featured on the front page of a newspaper sports section. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Cross falls down to a knee. One could say he got crossed up on that pitch.
That was a crossfire.
Yes, it was. 3 balls, 2 strikes. So there you go. We saw the basketball team featured in the newspaper sports section and then went on to be an All-State basketball member twice for the Shamrocks. But it was, of course, baseball that he was the best in. 32-1 record in his high school career. Some slander up here in the press box about the DCC program. 3-2. That's low and outside. Gets under the glove of KK Rios, and a walk to Matt Cross.
Wait, a what now?
A crosswalk. So indeed we did have a crosswalk. By the way, Chris over here, our PA announcer, says, what, he couldn't get into U of D?
Could I just say, too, I really appreciate, as Marcos Brito comes up, that Eddie Slanard dances his way to second base to Brito's walk-up music.
You got a lot going on right now. Crosswalks, trivia questions. Brito is at the plate from the left side. The pitch, that's a little bit wide. 1-0, 7-0 Loons in the seventh.
I want to go back, though. Adam, about Frank Tanana seeing them on the front page of the newspaper, don't we hear every year, let's say a team makes the NCAA Final Four, makes the college football championship, admissions go up?
Yeah. 1-0. That's in there. Strike one, inner half of the plate on Brito. I mean, that's the way to do it. think of the places you want to go to, collegiately or high school, or maybe professionally, and think about the people that have come before you and the accomplishments they've had. 1-1 pitch. On the outside corner with the fastball, Percival, a 95-mile-an-hour pitch right there. Spotted it just on the outer edge. Lugnuts trying to get some runs here. The Loons get a little payback on the Nuts. As Lansing had only given up one run in two games, now it's the Lugnuts that are struggling to score tonight. Just five hits, but they do have runners at first and second with nobody out in the seventh. Long hold for Percival. The high kick in the pitch. Swing and a miss from Brito. And there's the first out of the seventh on the nine hitter.
That looked like the Percival change.
Yeah, it looked
straight
good.
Straight changeup.
That's the eighth strikeout for Loon's pitching tonight. All right, so back to the top of the card for Gabriel Maciel as Drew Swift has the night off tonight. Maciel up top in the leadoff spot, 0-3 tonight. First pitch. That one shot to the shortstop, running to his right. Leonard has it. And a line drive catch becomes the second out of this seventh inning.
That's all about the lead runner, Patrick McCall, understanding where Eddie's Leonard is. A line drive to McCall's right up the middle. In some circumstances, is going to be a base hit, and he would want to try to score from second base. There he understands Leonard is in the vicinity. I need to get back to the safety of my bag now.
Great heads up, keeps the Lugnuts alive in this half inning for Eurybio Angeles. He's 2-for-3, 7-0 Loons in the seventh. Percival set from the stretch, throws. Fastball inside corner, strike one. Lugnuts have only had singles tonight in the hits column. Angeles with two singles, Wright with one, Brito with another, and McCall with the latest here in the seventh inning. The 0-1 pitch, double steal. This is lifted out to shallow center. Alcantara timing it up, makes the catch. Had to move about a step. That was it. And Lansing, once again, unable to score as they leave two stranded on the base hit and the walk. We head to the eighth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way. It's the Loons in front 7-0 at Jackson Field.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
It is time for the eighth inning from Lansing's Jackson Field with Leonard, Ramos, and Rios forthcoming. Great Lakes leads the Lugnuts 7-0. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Eddie's Leonard takes ball one, low, from Osvaldo Barrios. Righty-righty to open up the eighth. Three in the fourth, two in the fifth, one in the sixth, one in the seventh for the Loons. The 1-0. Fastball grounded sharply. Foul third base side. Really tight. But the home plate umpire, Joe McCarthy, makes the call. And it goes the Lugnuts' way. Count is one ball and one strike. All right, so the Lugnuts are down 7-0, but this is the Buddy's Pizza K-Man, and that is strike number one. So get ready for the crowd's energy to rise if there's a strike two. Hit up into the air into left center field. Musial goes way back there in front of the Miller Lite sign to make the catch. No strikeout, just a long fly out for out number one. The outfield walls get pretty tall here at Jackson Field in the left field corner, the right field corner, and straightaway center. Adis Leonard back on Monday drilled one over that left center field wall for a two-run game-tying homer in the ninth. Not here, though. Ballpark hangs on. Jose Ramos now. The pitch. He loops a line drive in a left center for a base hit. From left, Marcos Brito picks it up and gets it in. And it's a single for Ramos. It's his first hit and his fifth at bat. And it's the Loons' 13th hit of the game. So next up, it's Keke Rios. Earlier today, along the Athletics organizational scoreboard, Adam went over the big trade, Christian Bethencourt to the Rays. Swing and a miss, strike one for Keke Rios. One on one out for the Loons, batting in the eighth and leading 7-0. The Oakland A's defeated the Houston Astros 3-2. Adam, you didn't give this score, did you?
I didn't give that score. That was a wild one, how they got those runs.
There's a swing and a line shot right at the third baseman. Right throws to first. Too late. And Ramos got back in time. Josh Wainwright, wearing his sunglasses on the brim of his cap, nabbed it and tossed it across, and Ramos had to be careful.
No. Josh Wainwright wearing his sunglasses at night is what we were looking for, Jesse.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Next time.
Two outs. Aldrich DeYoung. You know, Adam, sometimes there's free verse poetry. DeYoung takes a breaking ball around the outside corner. The former Lugnuts, Zach Logue, started the game. 5 innings, 2 runs, 3 hits, 2 strikeouts. Zach Jackson came in out of the bullpen, one of 5 relievers used by the A's in a 3-2 win over the Red Hot Astros. Fastball called a strike in the outside corner. 1-1 to DeYoung. Adam, how did the runs get scored?
Pass balls, wild pitches. I don't know exactly what they were ruled, but mistakes just kept happening.
DeYoung takes it inside. Great backhand stab by the catcher Cross. Keeps it at home plate. 2 balls, 1 strike on DeYoung. Anyway, it's a win. It's an A's win. Sean Murphy, a single, a double. He scored a run. Elvis Andrews, Stephen Piscotty each scored a run. A's won 3-2 over the Astros. Good start by Zach Logue. The deal. That is scarred in the infield. The third baseman right at night. And stepping across the third baseline, but he was in fair ground. He puts it away. Is that right? Anything else that you got for me? You're pretty bright.
That'll do. I got
what a sight. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The single by Ramos is stranded. The Lugnuts are coming up for the bottom of the eighth after Barrios puts up the goose egg. It is 7-0 Loons.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Three, four, five, due up in the Lugnuts starting nine as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Here I am. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here, Adam Jaxa there, Cole Percival, center of attention. The big right-hander, standing 6'5", 220 pounds, 23 years of age, deals to Kevin Richards. Up there in place of Tyler Soderstrom, replaced him earlier. Righty, righty. Leg kick in the pitch. Got him away, ball one. Adam mentioned earlier about Cole Percival's friendship with Daniel Martinez. Cole Percival's father, Troy Percival, one of the great closers in the game's history. Legend for the Angels. Ball and offering from Cole. Richards swings and pops it off the hands. Foul ground, first base side, and foul. Ball's near the lugs on deck circle. Catcher Rio simply couldn't locate it. So I asked Daniel Martinez, Adam. Okay, Troy Percival had the big leg kick in the major league level. I've seen Cole Percival. He has his father's leg kick. Troy Percival coached you. Where's your leg kick? Daniel told me that at one point he did have one. Break even 1-1. Richards gets under this one in fair ground. Back of second base. Shortstop Lannard is there, called off. Second baseman Vivas puts it away. As their little rivalry on pop-ups continues. Oh, Lannard's talking to him. He took one away from Vivas earlier in the game in right field. And this time Vivas took this pop-up away from him. One up, one gone.
Two backwards outs where it should have been the shortstop on one, second baseman on the other. But now we're even, I guess, right?
You know, Adam, communication is the key to life. Jack Winkler is the next batter. Righty, righty. First pitch from Percival. Outside corner, strike call.
It's the key to relationships, including second base and shortstop relationships.
It's a very important relationship. You can just ask Lou Whitaker and Alan Trammell.
Now, those guys did all right together.
For quite a while. And 0-1 now. Percival deals. Winkler bounces it up the middle. Lannard to his left. Can't get it. Base hit. Lost his cap in the process. At his center field, it travels for Alcantara to pick it up and relay into Vivas, who fakes the throw on the first, but Winkler's not watching. He's taking off his shin guard and elbow guard, content with the one-out single. The Lugnuts collect their sixth hit of the game. Lansing's down 7-0. The batter is Jared McDonald. Touched on the Oakland A's at the major league level in the top half of this eighth inning. The pitch to McDonald. Fastball up, ball one. He's 0 for 3 with two strikeouts and a comebacker. In AAA, Las Vegas is leading the Oklahoma City Dodgers, like the loons of the High A Dodgers. It's the Aviators winning 4-0 right now, and Shea Langeliers has another home run.
That guy's doing pretty well.
1-0. McDonald fouls it back into the screen behind home plate. Adam Aller, three scoreless innings so far. Kevin Smith, a walk and a run scored. Vince Fernandez is homered. 4-0 Vegas early on. At the AA level, David Leal is on the mound for the Midland Rockhounds. And wait till I tell you his stats, Adam. He'll be like, yep, that's a David Leal game to me. 1-1 pitch. McDonald bounces it right side. Vivas to his left, gets there, throws to first. McDonald is out. Winkler up to second. Two away. And Joshuan Wright steps in next. David Leal, 54 pitches to get through five innings. He has not walked a batter. He has not struck out a batter. He has not allowed a run. Five innings, two hits. That is all. Oh, by the way, William Simonite, a two-run homer. Logan Davidson, a two-run homer. And a 4-0 Midland lead. That's against Corpus Christi. Josh Wainwright's the batter with two outs and Winkler at second base. Lugnuts down 7-0 in the eighth. Percival offers. Strike home. Starts him off with a fastball. And in high A, or I should say in single A Stockton, California League action, Stockton's playing at Modesto against the Nuts, and already they have the lead. Top of the first inning, Junior Perez doubles in Shane McGuire. And 0-1 for Wright. Outside, one ball, one strike. Danny Bautista, an early base hit. This is all to support the former Lugnut, James Gonzalez, who's getting the start. Good to see C.J. Rodriguez back off the injured list as well for the Ports. Alex Campos, the former Lugnut, batting second of the order behind the first-rounder Max Muncy. Campos is hitting .294. Percival's pitch. Strike two called on the outer edge. Fastball again. One ball, two strikes on right. One for three with a single. You got any more rhymes for me with Joshua? Sorry to give you a fright. Thought it'd be a delight. 1-2. Fouled straight back. That's it. I'm done.
I think that's just right.
Started in the top half. You'll have to bear with us every now and then. Cole Percival. Undrafted free agent signed after the scant five-round pandemic draft of 2020 accepted the deal from the Dodgers. Here he is with the Loons. Loons up 7-0. He fires. Fouled away to the right side. A ball and two strikes on the native of Panama. And when Jose Ramos first got added to the Great Lakes Loons roster, I went right to Joshua and I said, "You're from Panama, he's from Panama, do you know Jose Ramos?" Adam, he looked at me like I was nuts. He said, "Of course I know Jose Ramos." 1-2 pitch from Percival. Reaches out and pokes a foul out of play to the right side. What a great job of spoiling. A difficult breaking ball down and away. And when I talked to Josh Wright about Panamanian baseball, he knows everybody. You played baseball in Panama. You're older than him. You're younger than him. He's a friendly guy. He makes the rounds. Played for the Panamanian national or youth national team. 1-2 once more. And again, it's fouled away. And you know, seeing his personality, I can understand why he'd know a lot of guys.
Yeah, and those guys like to obviously study who's come before them and how they've had success, or guys that are trying to do the same things that they are, build those relationships.
We had a player much older than Joshua named Rodrigo Orozco, who I learned his nickname in Panama was Coqui, like the frog. 1-2, fastball high.
Coqui is frog, huh?
C-O-Q-U-I. Look that up. It's a frog called the Coqui, and the reason is that if you live in an area where the Coqui lives, you think they sound like that. Coqui, Coqui, Coqui. Two ball, two strike pitch. Coming in. Line drive off the end of the bat into shallow left field. Down for a base hit. Around third base, here comes Winkler to score. A throw-in late from left fielder DeYoung. Wright tries to move up to second. Did he dodge the tag? He did. He dodges Vivas's tag. An RBI single by Wright. And the deft move around Vivas. The Lugnuts are on the board, down 7-1. Glowing personality and a sparkling play. Josh Wainwright caught that ball all wrong, off the barrel. And because of that, it was a dying quail in a shallow left field that Aldrich DeYoung the wrong decision. Jack Winkler with two outs was breaking on contact. He scored with ease. The throw still came to the plate, and Wright turned aggressive. He rushed for second. The throw down beat him, and somehow he evaded the tag from Vivas.
Didn't just evade the swat on the head from Eddie Slaynard, though, moments ago.
No. Here's Pat McCall, left-handed batter, first pitch. Fastball for a called strike one.
It's heads-up base running by Joshua, and you said it didn't hit it flush, but got it right in the sweet spot between third base and left. And the Luggies come through, get a run. Nice job by Joshua.
Pat McCall is 1-for-3, singled his last time. Righty to the left-handed slugger. Percival's pitch. Inside. One ball, one strike. Adam, your research is complete?
I got it. I see the frog.
The Coqui.
Ooh. Is the Coqui poisonous? No.
Oh, good. Well, that's a load off my mind.
Extremely loud mating call, though, as Jesse mentioned.
1-1 pitch. Down and in. They are noted for their sounds. And it can apparently, where the Coqui lives, it can be very difficult to sleep.
There it is. They gather in hundreds or thousands, and they can cause many sleepless nights for area residents. That's tough.
So where does the common Coqui live?
Oh. Hawaii, it looks like.
2-1 pitch. Strike called at the knees. Think that there are multiple
spots, yeah, but they got out to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Native of Puerto Rico, it looks like.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyway, Rodrigo Orozco, the former Lugnut from Panama. Older than Jeshwan Wright, but he was the first player from Panama I've met here. His nickname was Coqui. 2-2. Fouled away to the left side. Well, Cole Percival did not anticipate this kind of stress. And he's had to use an awful lot of pitches here. Remember all the fouls by Jeshwan Wright leading up to that RBI single. That was the ninth pitch of the at-bat. And the Loons warm up a right-hander in the pen right now. Two outs, runner at second. 2-2 pitch for Pat McCall. Here it comes. Ground ball pushed down to third. Picked up by DeJesus. Throws to first. Got him. Straight line over to Lau. Inning over. Lugnuts score a run. Their first of the day. Winkler singled home by Wright. Jeshwan left at second. And we go to the ninth. It is the Lugnuts down 7-1 to Great Lakes.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We just saw Cole Percival, and so now as we go to the ninth, let's see Daniel Martinez. The two friends from Riverside, California. Percival for the Loons, leading Martinez and the Lugnuts by a 7-1 score. Lugnuts just notched their first run against Percival. Jeshwan Wright singling home Jack Winkler. The ninth inning begins with Salrin Lau challenging Martinez righty to righty. A ground ball foul up the left side. Strike one begins the ninth inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Salrin Lau, followed by Ismael Alcantara and then Imanol Vargas. Martinez delivers. Change up at the knees. Strike two called. That is his best pitch. Also, a curveball, a fastball. I believe Martinez also has a cutter. At 0-2, a curveball is grounded. Foul. Left side. Austin Chubb coaching down at third base. Every time he's ready to help out the home plate umpire, Joe McCarthy. Salrin Lau is 1-for-4. He is struck out, lined out, single to left, and flied out to left. He is pulling everything. Martinez throws. Ground ball foul, left side. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, how about the matchup between Wisconsin and South Bend? South Bend has gotten off to a flying start here in the second half, but so has Wisconsin. It's game number 5 of their 6-game series. Those two teams, South Bend is 10-3, Wisconsin is 10-3, best two records in the second half in the entire league. Martinez throws, Lau pops it up, foul, out of play off to the right side, stays 1-2. Well, Wisconsin scored 6 runs in the top of the second inning. And the Rattlers lead in the ninth at 4 Winds Field in South Bend, Indiana, 8-3. What a fun matchup that's been in the West. The pitch, low and away. Meanwhile, Beloit has scored 4 in the sixth and now 2 runs in the top of the eighth inning at Peoria. And it's the Skycarp leading the Chiefs by a 6-1 score. Beloit has 18 hits in that game. The deal low. Saron Lau has taken a couple. Those look like carbon copies, those last two pitches. Adam, I don't know about you. I expect when I see that a team has 18 hits, how has Beloit only scored 6 runs? What's going on, Skycock? Martinez to the plate. Lau takes it high. Saron Lau draws the walk. A leadoff free pass to open up the ninth inning. Great Lakes is leading here 7-1. The Loons out hitting the Lugnuts 13-7.
Skycarp is supposed to be good at going home because they don't leave, right?
They do not migrate.
Apparently don't migrate around the bases.
Their DH Salas. The first ball offering to Ismael Alcantara is grounded to short. Winkler Donales 1 over to first base in time. Double play, 6-4-3. Erase the leadoff walk, and well turned because that ball was not hit all that hard. Two outs, nobody on. Bring up Emmanuel Vargas. The leadoff hitter, Salas, for Beloit. I don't remember Salas being a Beloit Skycarp. Jose Salas, does that name sound familiar?
No, I think he's fresh and new up there.
He is really young. Jose Salas is 19 years old. He is 5-for-5. He's also homered. Well, two outs, bases clean. Emmanuel Vargas swings and lines the first pitch in the left field. A base hit opposite field. Marco Spirito gets it in. Vargas on with a two-out single. A base hit number 14 for the Loons. Here comes Alex DeJesus. Davis Bradshaw, 3 hits. 2 hits apiece for Marcus Chu and Kyler Castillo. And Nassim Nunez has 2 hits. So Beloit, they're doing just fine. Albeit, they're winning 6-1 over Peoria. That was longer than I expected that I would talk about that game. Alex DeJesus takes a ball inside. Quad City, staying in the West, leads at Cedar Rapids, 5-2 in the bottom of the third, 5 in the first for the Quad Cities River Bandits, 2 for the Colonels, and they're not done in the home third inning. The pitch, breaking ball, just missed. The curve from Martinez, 2 balls, no strikes, and DeJesus. West Michigan and Dayton. The Whitecaps and the Dayton Dragons played a doubleheader, and the Whitecaps swept it 5-3 and 3-0. Here's a ground ball down to third base. Grabbed by Josh Wainwright. Throw all the way across the diamond to Pat McCall. And the side is retired. So it's a scoreless frame for Daniel Martinez. And we are on our way to the bottom half of the ninth inning. The Lugnuts are trailing by a 7-1 score to the Great Lakes Loons.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Cole Percival gave the Loons 2 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. He walked 1, he struck out 1. He's now out of the game. And as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, the Loons 3 outs away from a win. It's Braden Fisher making his second appearance of the series. We first saw Braden back on Monday on the 4th of July when he fired 1/3 of an inning, 2 hits, 1 run. He allowed the two-run double to Kevin Richards. And then he came back out for the bottom of the ninth and gave up a single to Drew Swift. Swift eventually came around on a Tyler Soderstrom walk-off homer and a 7-4 Lugnuts win. Today, though, it's 7-1 Loons. Fisher throws, buries a fastball low, and the catcher Rios immediately discards it. Gets a new baseball out there to the mound. One ball, no strikes to Matt Cross. Cross, Brito, Maciel, 8-9-1 in the Lugnuts order. The pitch, a fastball, runs across the inside corner, and a strike is called. The right-handed hitting catcher, after starting the game at first base, he moved behind the plate. 1-1. That bounces down and away from Rios, and this time it's Cross who gets the ball out of play. Cross at home plate today is 0-2 with a walk his last time. But he swung it well. His first time up, he lined out hard to left field. Fisher throws up high and inside, and it's 3-1. Fisher with a 2.86 ERA and 22 appearances entering play. 28 and one-third innings, 43 strikeouts. As a fastball fouled back. And it's 3-2. Loons need three more outs to wrap up this 7-1 win, doubling up the Lugnuts in hits, 14-7. Fisher's payoff. Line drive over third baseman DeJesus, a base hit to left field. DeJong picks it up, relays it in. Cross is held at first with a leadoff single.
And the rally is on.
Adam the Optimist. I worked with a broadcaster who would always say, in this spot, you know, every journey begins with a single step. Or in this case, begins with a single. Marcos Brito is 1-for-3 with a single. Switch hitter batting left. The pitch takes inside. Ball one. Fisher tried to break off the breaking ball. Fisher checks on Cross, not a threat to run. Held on by Lau. Lugs down by six. Ball went off ring. Down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Well, this is the bottom part of the order. The number nine hitter, Brito. And then after him, Maciel and Angeles. And then Kevin Richards. The pitch. Brito taking all the way. That's called a strike. And it's now 2-1. Well, that's where you really wish that, no offense to Kevin Richards, that Tyler Soderstrom was still in the game. Soderstrom was removed earlier, Richards replacing him. The deal. Check swing. It was low. And it's 3-1. They didn't appeal, Adam, did they?
I don't think so.
I was thinking that they would because of the check, but I didn't see an appeal by the Loons. I think it's three balls and one strike. Cross edges away. Fisher holds. Kicks and throws. Fouled back. Full count. The problem for Brito last year with the Lugnuts was strikeouts. Well, yesterday, Brito struck out twice and going 0-for-3. Today, 1-for-3. Two strikeouts. One looking, one swinging. He has great speed when he puts the ball in play. He's earned this payoff. Up high for ball four. So Cross to second, and Brito down to first on the base on balls. And nobody out, and the catcher Rios pays a visit to Braden Fisher.
Well, that's exactly what you're hoping for. Right back to the top of the order. First two get on. Nuts got something brewing here.
Two-man conference. Catcher Rios, pitcher Fisher. Try to say that three times fast.
Pitcher Fisher. Pitcher Fisher. Pitcher
Gabriel Maciel is coming up. Top of the order. Maciel has really been in a prolonged cold spell for the Lugnuts. He's 0-for-4 today. He struck out, flied out to center and flied out to left. And his last time up, he lined out to shortstop. Switch hitter bats left. Initial offering taken up high and away. Ball one. When Maciel is right, He is a pitcher's worst nightmare. A pitcher can make a great pitch, and Maciel just pokes himself a base hit. 1-0. Takes a called strike on the inside corner. He was waiting till he got strike one. Seven to one loons. One on out. Fisher's 1-1 pitch. Fouled off at home plate. Strike two. That's good breaking stuff in on the hands. Tomorrow, Capital City Market Kids Day for the series finale. 1:05 p.m. Lugnuts will have right-hander Jake Walkinshaw expected to get the ball against the lefty Lyle Lockhart for the Loons. And 1:05 p.m. first pitch, 12 noon the gates open up. Capital City Market Kids Day. Pitcher's pitch, 1-2. Up high and in to the limbo, Gabriel Maciel.
Thankfully, he did and got out of that one. That would not have felt good, but no. A little bit of wildness here from Fisher in this ninth inning.
Looking it up at him, Maciel, 2-for-21 in this month of July. He is due. Here it comes. He lines a base hit over third into shallow left. Cross up to third base. Up to second goes Brito. In comes the throw from DeYoung. A single from Maciel for his first time on the bases today.
It seems he was indeed due. And this is brewing into something for the Nuts.
The bases are loaded. Nobody is out. And the batter is Eribiel Angeles.
Just keep moving them station to station. It's a six-run deficit, but it's gotten a lot more interesting now.
And here's the pitching coach, David Anderson, for a word. I mentioned that game on Sunday. Capital City Market Kids Day tomorrow. Kids are on the bases after the game. If you would like to purchase tickets, go online to LansingLugnuts.com. That is the best way for you to check up the upcoming schedule, not just tomorrow. LansingLugnuts.com or the phone number for the team, 517-485-4500. Following tomorrow's game, the Lugnuts hit the road at Fort Wayne. Tuesday, through a week from tomorrow, July 12th through July 17th, before coming back home following the All-Star break. The All-Star break, July 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, and then the Lake County Captains arrive in town for a brief three-game set, the only other home games in July. July 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Go to LansingLugnuts.com and get your tickets. We resume. Eribiel Angeles bats with the bases loaded, none out. He takes a called strike. Breaking ball in the inside corner. It is the Loons 7, the Lugnuts 1. Righty-righty. Angeles is 2-for-4. Fisher throws. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down, well blocked by Rios. Angeles fooled. Adam, you and I have talked before how this crowd does not need too much encouragement to rise in energy behind their Lugnuts and get really into the game. Fisher deals. Check swing went too far, strike three. He got him with the hook away. Three pitches and the strikeout of Angeles for out number one.
Yeah, Angeles chased that pitch twice, just couldn't stay off of it. And Fisher much more locked in at that at bat. And that's a big win because Angeles has been great this month.
Braden Fisher, one of his chief vulnerabilities, 9 wild pitches. Keep that in mind. No double play balls induced. Bases loaded, one out. Kevin Richards takes ball one in. Catcher Rios caught it, framed it, didn't get the call. And the Loons warm up lefty Jeff Belge in the pen. Just in case things get worse or better, depending on your perspective. 7-1 Loons. Here's the pitch. Bouncing in and blocked by Rios. That's what I mean about the erraticness potential of Braden Fisher. But Keikai Rios was ready.
Looked like Rios, when he stood up, may have accidentally bumped into the mask of home plate umpire Joe McCarthy.
Tying run for the Lugnuts, still a couple of batters away. Here's the pitch. Up high. Three balls and no strikes to Richards. On the 3-0. Strike called at the letters.
We get any fans at tonight's game?
Yes, we do.
They are loud. What a great crowd tonight.
Kevin Richards replaced Tyler Soderstrom midway through the game. He's 0-for-1 with a pop bat to second. A 3-1. Swing and a miss. Fisher tossed it by him. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Back-to-back strikeouts by Fisher. Got on the lace on three straight pitches, but Kevin Richards, he threw three balls too and then three straight strikes. And now the Loons are one out away from a 7-1 win.
Yeah, did it with different pitches too. Went with that breaking ball twice against Angeles. He goes high cheddar there against Richards. And that's quite the comeback and potentially all the way back for Fisher, loading up the bases and a chance to get out of it. No damage done.
It's up to Jack Winkler. First offering. Strike called on the inside corner at the letters. This inning began with a cross single, a Brito walk, and a Maciel single. And they are still stuck at those bags. Cross at third, Brito at second, Maciel at first. Two outs and a one. That missed. Away. Breaking ball from Fisher. Jack Winkler today is 1-for-2. He has walked, he has fouled out, he has been hit by a pitch, and his last time up, he singled and has scored the only Lugnuts run. The pitch is on its way. Down and away, blocked by Rios. Two balls, one strike. He is doing work. It has been a lovely, relatively cool July evening. The question is, any drama before the last few fireworks? 2-1. Fouled away off the right side. And now the Lugnuts are down to their very last strike. Three straight Lugnuts reached. And now Braden Fisher is looking to strike out three in a row. 7-1 Loons. Winkler waits. The pitch. He flares it over first. Lau goes back. It's down for a base hit down the right field line. That scores one run. And then Maciel went too far. Up over the plate. It was not handled by Rios. Brito scores. Maciel's in the third base. K-Guy Rios could not grab that throw from Ramos and Wright. It goes down as a two-run single for Jack Winkler. And the Lugnuts trail 7-3. Marcos Brito was forced to come home because Gabriel Maciel had run too far. So Brito saw Maciel there at third base. He was forced to dash to the plate. Ramos' throw was right there. And it wasn't caught by catcher Rios. And with that, a call to the bullpen with the Lugnuts now suddenly down by four. The tying run is in the on-deck circle. Jared McDonald is coming up, and Braden Fisher is out of the game.
What a near disaster right there for the Nuts, almost running into the final out of the game. You don't need the run because you're still not even bringing the tying run up to the plate yet. But Lansing is able to get out of it because Rios, as Jesse mentioned, didn't catch the ball. It was a close play, and Brito almost got in as he was forced to come home, but the ball dropped. This game continues, and Lansing not going away easily, riding the momentum of this enthusiastic crowd tonight.
The new man who is in is Jeff Belge, and Adam, I wonder if you can tell me, has he pitched at all in this series?
Yeah, I think he has pitched in this series.
Was it on the 4th of July?
Yeah, I think it was on the 4th of July.
How did things go?
Well, I think he gave up a 3-run homer to Tyler Soderstrom, and Lansing walked it off.
But aside from that,
everything was great.
Okay, great. So Jeff Belge is now in to pitch. And Adam, before I ask you for more on the new Southpaw, everyone deserves a great smile, and Grubaugh Orthodontics is here to help you, Lugnuts fans. Grubaugh Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with Grubaugh's affordable payment plans. One of the country's leading orthodontists is right here in the Lansing area, and they love to see Lugnuts fans smile with confidence. Get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourgrubaughorthodontics.com and book your free consult. That's Grubaugh Orthodontics, G-R-U-B-A-U-G-H. Adam Jaxa, how about Jeff Belge?
Well, Jesse, coming into Monday, he had given up just one earned run and no home runs. He's now given up 4 earned runs, a home run, and his ERA has risen to up over 3 now through 10 games and 11 innings pitched. Still really good numbers. 14 strikeouts, just 6 walks. Opponents batting .158 against Mr. Belge.
All right. Gabriel Maciel's at third. Jack Winkler's at first. Both run well. The Lugnuts are down to their very last out. Great Lakes 7, Lansing 3. 2 runs are just in on the Winkler single. Jared McDonald batting right. Southpaw sets, throws low for .1.
The goal here for the Nuts, get the tying run to the plate, and that would mean Jared McDonald getting on.
McDonald is hitless in 4 at-bats. Belge sets. Here it is. Low again. 2 balls and 0 strikes.
And we'll take a walk.
McDonald took 7 walks in last week's series against the Lake County Captains. And in between, he had a 3-homer game. 9 doubles, 7 homers this year. The pitch, he swings and misses. 2-1. Struck out looking in the first on a 3-2 count. Struck out swinging in the third inning. Grounded out to the pitcher in the sixth. Grounded out to second in the eighth. Belge offers. Poked foul over the netting. Back at a sweet level. 2-2. The tying run for the Lugnuts is in the on-deck circle. In the person of the unlikely Josh Wainwright, you can make the case that he's the hottest Lugnuts hitter right now. They just need to find a way to get him up there. Belge's 2-2. Up high and wide. The count is full. Well, with their full count now, Jack Winkler will be off and moving from first. Payoff pitch from Belge. Popped foul, back and out of play. Can you imagine if Belge misses the zone and the bases would be loaded for right?
A guy that just had his first home run of the year in this series.
The mustachioed Jared McDonald against the bearded Jeff Belge. In the bottom of the ninth, 2 outs, Lugnuts at the corners, down 7-3. Once again, the 3-2. That's called strike 3. Not caught by Rios, picks it up, throws down to first. Lau steps on his base, and this ball game is over. At a 2-3 on the end of the strikeout, the Lugnuts go down. The final score, the Loons 7, the Lugnuts 3. In the end, in the bottom of the ninth inning, 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, 2 left. And so now the Lugnuts have won 3. The Loons have won 2 in this series, approaching tomorrow's finale.
Yeah, Loons came out ready to play tonight. They had dropped a couple in a row, 3 of the first 4 in this series. Backs kind of against the walls. They got a great starting pitching performance from Nick Nastrini and then got some offense in those middle innings, stringing together 7 runs all in 4 straight half innings. And Lansing, give them credit, did a lot to try and come back in this one with some late runs in the final 2 half innings, but just not enough. And You'll have to try and win the series now tomorrow.
7 runs, 14 hits, no errors for the Loons, who improved to 9-5 in the second half, 49-31 for the year. For the Lugnuts, 3 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors, 6-8 now for the second half, and 31-49 for the year. So, Adam, we were looking at the chance of the Lugnuts getting back to 500. If they do so, it's going to have to be next week against Fort Wayne.
Yeah, and Fort Wayne, unfortunately, has had the Nuts number this year. So, going to change things around in that Fort Wayne series. It'd be a good way to get things kicked off with a victory in this series against the Loons. And you know what? Lugnuts can do it tomorrow. They haven't been great on Sundays this year, but they did win their last Sunday performance in Lake County last Sunday. So let's see if we can go for two, right?
Tomorrow, Capital City Market, Kids Day. Kids and Adam run the bases after the game. Kids and Adam get ice cream after the game. It's going to be a great day.
It sounds like an awesome day.
Go to LansingLugnuts.com, get your tickets. 1:05 p.m. the game time. And Jake Walkinshaw against Lyle Lockhart. That's your matchup. For Adam Jaxa, thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow, man.
Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame Night 2022 complete.
Check. Great work by you and everybody involved. And can't wait to go see those plaques in person.
Yeah. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. We wish you well. The final score once more. The Loons 7, the Lugnuts 3. Good night on a Saturday night from Lansing, Michigan. And Michigan State Capitol, this has been Lugnuts Baseball.